Hello, everybody. It's been a while. I've got Jason and Randy. They've come out of the heavens to talk about hip-hop in the only way gods know how, with straight vigilance.
We are the rap gods. Welcome.
Welcome to Earth, bros.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us, Frank. Appreciate that.
It's awesome to be here. A few beers being opened up, and we're ready. We're ready to explore.
It's a gorgeous day today, too, man. Look at that clear sky. You get the mountains.
Nice, crisp.
Yeah.
You guys get beers up here?
Yeah. Every now and then. Right now, I think they're in hibernation, hopefully.
Gotcha.
There's been cougar watches. There's sites.
Yeah.
There's coyotes all the time.
Oh, yeah.
There's always people's dogs missing.
Okay, you versus a cougar right now.
A cougar right now?
No, 1v1
right
outside.
Right now I'm being killed.
I follow one in Red Dead and fuck me up. Even though I got guns.
Yeah.
But like cats are like, you know, they're like naturally weak, you know, minded.
What do you mean?
Like, if you just, like, come at them aggressive, they'll back off.
A lion?
Really?
Not a lion.
Like, well, a cougar's in a lion category, though.
They're cowards, man. They attack you from behind.
Right.
They do, though.
Right. They're not like wolves. I don't know what wolves do, actually.
They, like, hunt you in a 12-pack.
Oh, yeah.
And they'll fucking, like,
I think I saw a story
you.
In Alaska that some lady got just in her backyard.
Yeah.
And suddenly a pack of wolves shows up, and she's like, I forgot my guns.
Dude, that's how fragile life is.
Yeah, no.
You can get taken out.
100%, man.
By a pack of wolves.
Yeah.
We're pretty lucky here in Vancouver. It's like a...
Yeah.
It's hard to die here.
Yeah. Think about, like, you know, like... Yeah, actually, like, we were just talking about Colombia, and, you know, like, have you gone there and stuff, like... We went up to where Escobar's, like, jail was.
You know, it's
like, all torn down now. But, like, to get there, we had to, like, walk through these bushes. And, like, you're walking past. There's, like, spiders, like, on, like, these things. And, like, they're, like, yellow and green and red and shit.
Yeah.
And, you know, those are the ones that fuck you up, right?
You got to stay away.
Right.
They're just chilling. Venomous. Like, they're not aggressive or anything, but they're just chilling. You know, but, yeah, you're walking through that grass.
Hey, and that spider latches onto you, you're dead.
Or dude, even just driving there is just bad for your... life, like, people are just... Did you guys get in a taxi or anything when you were there?
We had, like, a little van type of thing, like a concierge van.
Right, they were
setting it up, yeah, so... It's I don't know, it was a great place, man. We had a good experience.
Yeah, because, you know, you're on... You're tourists.
Yeah,
you know, living there.
Yeah.
You're looking at
the
people.
I did a lot of the shit that they tell you not to do there.
Yeah,
Like get into a random taxi when you're drunk.
Yeah.
Big no-no.
What happened? What did he...
Nothing. Got home. Cool dude.
Yeah. Great guy.
That's the thing, man. 90% of the time, nothing will happen, right?
Yeah.
Probably more than 90%, 99%.
Yeah, but you risk your life every time.
You never know. I've heard bad stories, but I never had a bad story.
Friends of mine, they actually ended up, they were partying, like, the last night we were leaving from Bogota back home.
Mm-hmm.
The last night, they're like, fuck it, we're going to party. Like, I was like, I'm staying home. You know?
Yeah.
But these guys went out, and they met these chicks at this bar, you know, having a good time. They're dancing, and the chicks are actually, like... You know, buying them drinks too.
What?
Yeah. It's
oh, they're probably putting the little
whatever. I don't
sleeper
know
drug
putting,
in there.
I don't know if they were
shit.
Doing any shit.
Yeah.
I don't think they were doing any shit like that. But eventually, they wanted to leave, and they went to this other bar that was in this tower. It was like a fucking like one of those like sketchy ass like you know like project building.
Yeah.
And they went in there, and he's just like there was like 12 guys in a room. And you know the chicks. Like, as soon as we walked in, they fucking sat on the couch, and the like, guys started to like crowd us.
Holy shit.
They made it out alive, though?
They escaped, yeah.
How
did they get out of there?
They just fucking kind of forced their way out because he's like, we were like starting to sketch out and like we tried walking the door and the guy's like, no, stay. You know, it's going to be a good time.
Yeah,
gringos.
And he put his like hand on the fucking door and they're like, okay, we got to go. And he's like, these guys like powered out of there.
Damn.
That's rough, man.
Let's give a special shout out to our homie Brody Harvey, who's
great guy.
He's in Japan.
He linked us up.
And if he listens to this before he comes back, I want him to bring me a fucking samurai sword.
Oh yeah.
I don't think you can bring those back, though. Maybe you got like.
Okay, maybe
mail.
Give me a fucking plastic one.
Why do you want a samurai sword for?
I don't know. It's like the stereotypical thing I thought about Japan.
Yeah.
You have a samurai sword.
I do. Yeah.
A real one?
No.
Oh shit! Like one slice. Kill type thing.
I don't know if it, you know. I guess so. I don't even know why I have it, man. I think like if I'm like in a fight, I don't want to use a sword.
Well, actually, have, like, a sword is good. It's like rangy. You know what I mean? If you're in a melee fight, then you got some range.
When am I ever going to be in a sword fight?
I feel like you got to know how to use it.
I feel like you know, like you've made some bad choices. If you're
guy
gonna
come,
a sword
the
fight.
Robber comes into your house, you whip out the sword. Just hearing that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
You came into the wrong.
Yeah, exactly. And trying to fucking cut him. One thing I always think about swords, like when they're killing guys, like especially in the medieval times, like it couldn't have been one slice, you know? You're
right.
Like, you're chopping at the guy. Yeah.
What if it gets stuck?
Yeah, exactly.
Then you're fucked. And this guy's got a mace.
100%. The main thing is, like, imagine, like, you know, you have a weapon, but it falls out of your hand. Like, now you're fucked.
Yeah.
And you tried attacking somebody with a weapon, you know what I mean? Like, so they got every right to be extra pissed off and, like, do you in themselves, you know what I mean?
They pick it up. I was reading that the best melee weapon to actually have is a spear.
Really?
Yeah.
Really, yeah.
Makes sense,
yeah,
though.
You're just keeping
you're ranging,
at bay, yeah.
And you're just poking.
And you can pull it out quick. What if it gets stuck?
I think you're pretty good. Some guy just got under the pit, you know?
You gotta have side weapons. Like, if you get stuck, you gotta pull out a knife or some shit.
Yeah. No,
some guy catches it in his armpit, right? He's like, now I'm controlling you.
Flips it up.
Yo, so how was the Vancouver Pod Festival?
You know, that was a cool experience, man. Fucking, it was our first live show ever. Like, we had about 40 people come in. You know, half of them were our friends. They had to come
right. I was supposed to be there, and I have a story why I didn't make it.
Okay, let's hear it.
It's a really dumb story. It centers around addiction.
Okay.
I'm sorry if you're hearing this, Mom. I hope you're not listening to this podcast. But I went out with some friends the night before for dinner, and I left my fucking Juul charger somewhere. It was lost.
Yeah. Wow.
And when I was in South America, I was smoking a lot of cigarettes.
Yeah.
Usually when I come back, I quit because the price of cigarettes here is fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
What is it, like $15 here? There I was paying like $2 for like a pack of Marlboros.
Yeah, wow. Exactly.
So it's like enticing to smoke. Anyways, this summer I didn't quit. So I'm now on the vape game.
Yeah. Mm.
So when I was supposed to go see you guys, I woke up in a panic. Because I didn't have a charger. I was out of pods.
Yeah.
And I was feeling like the fucking the pain of addiction, dude.
Yeah.
Is it actually like a real thing, though? Like, you know, like with the nicotine addiction?
Look at him. He's holding it right now. He can't.
Well, you know. That's
I think I'm more addicted to this now than I was to cigarettes.
Really?
And I actually am going to try to quit this week.
Yeah. Because
I know I can do it. It's a 3-day thing. After 3 days, you can get out
tough
of the...
Tough it out, yeah.
Yeah. But those 3 days, it depends.
Wow.
Depends what you're doing.
You know what I think about cigarettes? Like, you could be going through the shittiest day ever. But as soon as you smoke a cigarette, for a smoker, you're in bliss for that, what? Like,
yeah, dude, I have those neural pathways now. Especially if I start drinking a beer, like...
You want to smoke.
Last summer, my brother and I are former smokers.
Yeah.
He's a former smoker now. No, I'm deep. Mm-hmm. And we went out for a beer. Neither of us had smoked for fucking 5 months. And we both had that same neural pathway activate. We're like, dude, it'd be nice to get a fucking cigar right now, or something.
Oh, yeah. Well, Randy's a cigarette smoker right now.
No. That's
sorry,
one thing.
Randy's mom.
That's not one thing I'm down for. You know, I smoke plenty of weed, but
yeah,
no cigarettes.
Yo, I've been off the weed recently.
What for?
For this. I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm living in North Van and I'm kind of away from all my friends who like live on the other side of the bridge now.
Gotcha.
I usually smoke in communal settings. Like,
yeah.
I don't like smoking alone too much because my brain goes hyperdrive.
Okay, gotcha.
What do you mean? You're like just...
Just overthink life and can't go to sleep.
Although
I've been getting the most fucked dreams now. Like every dream is just too intense. I wake up in the morning, I'm like, what the fuck?
Is that like the Juul inducing? Maybe it's a cigarette.
It could be a combination of both, dude.
You know what? What I was wondering the other day, what if, like, you know the dreams, like, when, like, you're about to die or, like, you know, like, you hit the ground and then you shake or whatever and, like, something happens?
Yeah.
What if, like, that actually happens and then when you die, you just kind of wake up in another setting?
Whoa.
Oh, you're like...
You know what I mean? Like, you actually died, but, like, you know, you just kind of... They just put
Wait, so you're thinking when you dream, you're entering another lifetime?
I don't
know. Maybe another universe?
I don't know, man.
So you're in another universe and you transfer your...
Maybe it's like a parallel universe. You know how they say there's like infinite parallel universes?
Yeah.
And maybe you just enter that world for a bit and then you come back.
Wow.
Yeah.
How is this the main world?
Yeah.
Because we always come back to this one.
Who knows, man? If this is even the one, man. What if it's just...
I was...
Just like a timeline. Yeah. And then, like, you die and then they just kind of put you back.
That could happen. I mean, it could be feasible, man.
It could be it.
Who knows, man? We're all thinking about what is it, AI and simulation theory. Maybe that's the simulation, you know?
Right.
Maybe that's your brain resetting itself is the fucking dreams that you have.
It seems like that's... Like that. We keep talking about it, you know, the simulation. It's kind of been discussed, you know, like...
Yeah, I heard you guys. You guys talked to Brody about it on the...
Yeah.
And you know, it just... There's something there for sure.
Everything seems like it's a computer code. Like, if this happens, then that
Yeah.
Like evolutionary wise, like if you have these characteristics, you make it. Your genes get passed on.
Yeah.
Dude, you know what I was thinking the other day? I was like, yo, every animal on Earth has fucking vision or hearing.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Right. It's conscious. Apparently they dream too.
Yeah.
On Joe Rogan, I saw a fucking, I think it was a cougar or a tiger on ayahuasca. Apparently it eats the leaves and shit and it fucking trips out just like a human does.
Holy hell.
So we all have the similar brain receptors that deal with all this shit.
We're connected to the world, you know? We all have eyes. Yeah. Most of the fucking mammals have two.
Well, you know what?
You ever thought about that?
Yeah, of course. Do any animals have like more than two eyes? Like other than like spiders?
Like on the back of its head or
like
something?
Like fucking...
Mammals? There's no mammals that have more than two eyes, right?
Whoa, that's fucked.
I haven't thought about that.
Dude, fish?
Fish don't have more than two eyes.
They have those sideways eyes.
Yeah, but they only have two.
They only have two. And
apparently
only
they have really bad vision.
What, fish?
Yeah.
Well, I could imagine.
Because apparently our vision got better once we made it out of the water. Whatever the early version of...
More light, right?
Yeah.
It had to adapt and all that other...
What about like if there's an alternate universe where all humans are like...
Underwater.
Aquaman.
Yeah. That movie looks like it's going to be good, man.
Really?
I think
you're
going to
go see Aquaman?
I don't know if I'll go see it. I think I might fucking, like, you know.
What if he has to come out of
that's
water?
That's a chick movie, man. That's for chicks.
He's a hot guy, you know?
Yeah.
Is he going to fall in love with a land human?
I think so. That guy slams to hell. What's his name?
Aquaman?
Jason Mora? What the hell?
Do you think Aquaman slams to hell, though? Okay, so Aquaman, realistically, he's like, in the DC, Aquaman's DC, right?
Yeah.
He's like the last best superhero.
No, but he's slamming, man.
Aquaman?
Yeah, for sure, man.
Yeah, probably.
Like mermaids and stuff.
Is he all alone down there, or does he have like his own civilization with him?
He's got the civilization.
Yeah, like, mermaids?
Does he have gills?
Team. Yeah.
He doesn't have gills.
How does he breathe?
He's just Aquaman.
He's Aquaman, yeah. Yeah. Wait, that is right, though.
He's half man, half fucking... fish person.
Yeah, but he's not a mermaid, though.
He's not
he
a
has
mermaid,
legs.
Though.
Like in Star Wars, when they went underwater to go to Jar Jar Binks's place.
Yeah, yeah,
oh, yeah.
They had to, like, the humans had to put on, like, something while Jar Jar, I think he has gills.
Yeah.
But he can breathe out in both areas, above land and underwater.
That'd be so sick.
Have you ever seen that thing that they say Jar Jar Binks is, like, a
Sith Lord?
Yeah. That's pretty crazy, eh? I'm not, like, a huge Star Wars guy. Like, I'd like to get into it, but
I
like,
believe it.
It's a huge fucking time investment.
Yeah, yeah,
to watch, like, what, there's, like, 10 movies now?
Yeah, I was a nerd about it in high school. Like, I used to have, like, it wasn't, like, a recess period. It was, like, you were given, like, a flat period to study or something in grade 12.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And I just read a bunch of the Star Wars books they had in the...
Wow, you're reading the books.
The books.
Wow, so you're deep.
Yeah, I used to be deep. Like, now I'm not. Now, I watch all the movies. I just watched, like, the third... What was the one?
It's,
Turn.
I don't know. I don't remember the name. I just watched it on
Jedi.
I think it was on Netflix, and I thought it was poo.
Yeah.
It was just all over the place, and
it was on Netflix.
Yeah, I think
dude,
it's on
I
Netflix.
Like that one.
Rogue One. Rogue
I really
one.
Not,
no,
Rogue
not Rogue
One.
One.
No, no.
I like the
third one.
One. Okay. I like the one. I like that one.
I thought it was just too all over the place. It felt too Disney for
really?
Me.
Really, I thought the first one was shitty.
And it was so long, dude. It was like, I think it was almost 3 hours long.
That's a Star Wars movie.
No movie should be more than like 2.5 hours.
What about Lord of the Rings? You can't tell that story in
but
2.5 hours.
I used
hours.
To, you know, that's one thing I was fucking really nerdy about. I used to watch Lord of the Rings as a kid, like, you know, Sunday, you know.
Dude, I watched like Return of the King once a year.
Yeah.
Fellowship
really, still?
Once a year. Oh, yeah.
Still?
Oh, yeah.
Wow, okay.
I'm not like marathoning them.
I haven't seen it, I haven't seen those movies in fucking years.
Yeah, man.
But Second's my favorite. Two Towers?
Oh, Two Towers, sick.
Yeah.
Would you rather be Legolas or Aragorn?
I think Aragorn, man.
Me, I'm going Legolas, man.
Yeah?
Legolas got a crazy body count on him, man.
Right. And he doesn't, like, does he go deep into the action or is he like a sniper?
No, he's like, sniping. He's sniping.
And he's like fucking three arrows at once.
And he's got the swords. Like, you can't touch the guy, you know? And he's a fucking, he can't be killed. You can't kill him.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's got invincibility and he doesn't go into the action.
Invincible. He just, they just don't age, you know?
Yeah.
So,
there's a deeper story to Lord of the Rings. Do you guys know what that story is?
No.
No.
Maybe it's going to be boring for the podcast.
You can touch on it.
So, the elves don't... The reason why the elves don't go hard on helping them destroy the ring is because when they destroy the ring, that means all the magic from the land leaves and the elves become...
regular?
Yeah, mortals.
Wait, but the elves don't have any rings.
They do. They used to have rings.
But they don't want to destroy all the rings. They just want to destroy the one.
All the other rings are just once the one ring gets destroyed, then all the other ones
I don't think that was part of it.
Is the only way to destroy the ring in like Mordor in the fire?
Yeah,
is
that you can only do it in the fire.
But that's fucked. That's like a deeper meaning type of thing. You know, you're feeling for the elves. You know, they're taking everything you worked for, you know?
Yeah.
It takes a long time.
It's like if you took oil away from the U.S., they'd be fucked.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You ever heard that thing that there's no shortage of oil?
Yeah, that fucking conspiracy theory on YouTube?
There's no shortage of oil. It's just all bullshit.
Apparently
it's like naturally occurring. The earth will replenish.
Yeah.
It's just bad for the environment, which is why it sucks. Yeah. I got into it in the DMs actually yesterday with this girl about the veganism.
Yeah.
She posted this thing about those Beyond Meat patties.
Yeah.
She got some patties and I was like, you know, they have just as much calories as
are these the A&W ones?
It has just as many calories as a teen burger, right?
Yeah.
She said, well, that's not the point. The point is that there's no animal cruelty.
And I just left.
And you're still fat.
It is kind of fucked.
I just left her on red there. I'm just like, I'm not replying.
It is kind of fucked. Like, some people think we're running like a crazy permanent mass genocide of animals all the time.
Which
is true.
It's true.
We are, man.
They're made to kill, you know? They're birthed to kill.
Would you guys eat that meat that they're saying that they can? It's going to be meat. It's just like made in a lab, but it's literally meat. Like, even to like a.
Yeah, I'll eat it. I don't care.
That's what some people think will liberate the animals finally from this.
I think it's good doing
I
that.
Don't think it's a good idea.
If you made
why?
It, you're making meat
dude,
in a lab?
So what?
If it's the same and
dude,
it doesn't
dude,
have...
Dude, a lemon doesn't even exist in the wild. A lemon's a fucking crossbreed between an orange and a lime.
Is that true?
That's fucking true, man.
Is that true?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's the first time I'm hearing it, but I believe
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's true. I read it on a fucking tweet. But that's true. No, but a lot of things are grown in labs these days, man. Pesticides and shit. There's no natural shit out here.
Well, the pesticide. No, that's fine, but I'd still rather have meat rather than this like lab shit.
No, I'll eat the lab shit all day.
That's why I don't like the soy patties and stuff, man. There's like estrogen in them. Like, you know, it makes you have
now
tits.
We're going back to the real. Now we're getting into it, right? Randy's afraid of estrogen.
Estrogen, man? Come on.
Make you act female.
Yo, so let's talk about your podcast.
Okay.
I thought it's pretty cool. Okay, look, when I got into your podcast at first, it was because Brody said that you guys are hitting it off on fucking Spotify.
Yeah.
And I didn't even know. I never listened to podcasts on Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you go into Spotify, you go into the podcast section. You click, I think, the music section.
Yeah.
You guys are two clicks.
I know, it's crazy.
It's pretty crazy, man.
Plus, you have a music podcast as well. Yeah. So people are on the platform for music already.
Yeah.
And you're two clicks away from being found. Whereas I tried to do it on Apple's podcast, and it was harder to find you.
Yeah.
You guys have a good rating on Apple Podcasts.
Yeah,
yeah.
And I'm sure you get listens on there. But on Spotify, it's like you can be found super quick.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's pretty fucking
that's
crazy.
The thing about Spotify. I think it's a up-and-coming platform for podcasts right now. Like, think about Apple. They got 100 billion podcasts on.
Right.
It's called podcast.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? iPod, podcast.
Yeah.
You guys ever think about that?
Is that where
now it's on Spotify?
No, that's actually kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Do you guys get most of your listeners from Spotify or does Apple compete?
Yeah, I'd assume so.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
right
for
now.
Sure. Man.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. You know, it's just Spotify is one of like the best ideas of all time, man. Especially with the 2 years free.
Right,
they
right.
Give you, like, you get the phone plan, they give you 2 years free Spotify.
Oh,
and I remember.
Know, you got that. That passes. Now, fucking, I couldn't imagine my life without Spotify.
Right. Yeah. When I was in university and Spotify was just starting, I remember I went on a rant to everybody I know and people started signing up for Spotify because I was like, dude, like, you don't have to download.
No.
You don't have to use torrents anymore. You don't have to be at risk of viruses.
Yeah.
And you have, like, a permanent massive library for $99 for not even $99 $9 a month
yeah
like 35 million songs. You can save them, use them however you like. You don't even
it's
have...
It's a beautiful thing.
I was resistant at the start. I'm like, fuck this. I'm not going to download that. You know, fuck that.
Randy's still using LimeWire, right?
Yeah. No, I'm like fucking the YouTube to MP3 converter, you know?
Yeah. I hate those things, man.
Fuck, having to plug in the phone. Think about how archaic that is, man. You got to download this shit. Plug your phone into the computer. Go on. Open your iTunes and like have to refresh it.
Drag and drop.
Yeah, man.
Has Spotify started sending you guys checks?
No, not yet. There's no advertising for podcasts on Spotify yet.
Okay. What about on listens? Like, do you have to get a ridiculous amount of listens, I guess?
Probably, I'd imagine.
Well, I think it all comes down to the advertising, I think.
Yeah.
Actually, I read somewhere that if you get a million listens, it's like $3,000.
Oh, wow.
In between $3,000 to $10,000, something like that.
Yeah.
Off Spotify only? That's crazy.
That's actually not bad. You know, you look at a guy like Drake, you know, 100 million.
Have you guys heard of that guy, Netherfriends? He just makes like songs. He just makes like really basic songs with a cool beat. And he's always rapping about, I make music off my Spotify. That's like all of his songs. He has that line in there. And he's like literally apparently just some dude who hangs out all day, makes music, and makes a couple grand off Spotify every day. Probably a lot now. I don't know.
He just
gets a lot, probably in the millions of listens and a couple $1,000s.
Wow.
So he raps about it all the time.
He just makes money
on Spotify? I
don't even
know if this is a rapper. Yeah.
Really?
Oh, man. What people do, you know? Like, weird jobs. Some guy, you know?
Yeah. No, have you seen that thing? Like, we've talked about it before, but like, there's a guy who just simulates like penalty kicks on FIFA.
Oh, yeah.
Like just like Real Madrid versus like Juventus.
My fucking favorite channel ever.
And he gets like 100K views like per day. You know what I mean?
There's a guy who does it for 2K as well. Yeah. Shady. Yeah. Makes like LeBron videos. Oh, yeah.
But that's actually skill. I know that guy, Shady. This guy, he literally just presses record on penalty kicks like Real Madrid versus Barcelona, then uploads that footage onto YouTube. Doesn't edit anything.
Oh, so he just lets the algorithm decide the outcome, and then
you get 7 million views.
It really is smart. It's like you got to think a little bit more outside of the box. Like everyone on YouTube, you know, trying to be this big star or doing all this bullshit. But like, that's a guy who just like, okay, you know what? I'm just gonna do this.
He's putting the work.
That's some super long tail shit too. Like,
it is though. Yeah,
like that is so niche. Like,
There's what about UFC footage on fucking YouTube? There's people that are throwing up computer versus computer fights.
Yeah.
People are watching 100K watching a computer versus computer fight.
Yo, whenever there's a sports game that I'm interested in, before it gets released, and they release like a preview video of it, and it's like LeBron James now on the Lakers versus Golden State, I'll watch a game and it's like not even people it's not even people playing it.
Yeah.
It's just they put the CPU on and the two teams play each other and you can see the upcoming game.
Yeah.
That's going to come out in like September or whatever.
Who the hell wants to watch that?
I just want to see
the difference between the game before. Yeah. And usually it's not even that big of a deal. Yeah, the graphics are a little bit better.
There's been no leaps and bounds in like video games in a long time.
Well, Red Dead.
It is like, but I mean like in terms of like sports games.
Yeah. Oh,
like the whole thing hasn't
changed. Madden is shit.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's the exact same game. It's been like the exact same game for like 5 years.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
But they sell out every year, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Gotta get that Madden.
And the new trend is to make money off microtransactions in like every game now.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like,
give it for free.
Fortnite's free. And even sports games now, like you play Ultimate Team, which is like collecting cards and shit, and they incentivize you, or My Player Mode. Like, if you want to be up to 99 overall, you have to play a lot of hours. If not, you can drop $30 and you're 99 overall in your rookie season.
Yeah.
I might do that.
Yeah, maybe.
I've done it before. It's fun. It's way more fun than being shitty for a while.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Especially
man.
If you're short on time and you just want to play like an hour a day, you can just drop in.
I don't get those football games, though. Like, I never really got it. You know what I mean? Like, I know, like, you do the coverage with, like, the passing play, and you do the, like, you know, the defense with the other stuff, but I never understood, like, people online just killing me. You know what I mean?
Dude, I played some dudes.
They're running routes and shit.
Some dudes were, like, will manually control a defensive player in, like, the backfield and
cover you and
go for like manual interceptions and shit. And I'm like, how the fuck do you do that, dude?
People are just at another level, you know. They're like calculating in their mind, he's gonna do this.
Especially
so
if you've played
before.
Football in your life and you understand the scheme of everything, then it's Then you know when to run a ball, when to
I'd imagine the best guys in the world at that game, though, like, never played football, you know?
Oh, no chance.
It
no
depends.
Chance. Yeah, it does depend. I know what you mean. I know what you mean. Yeah. To understand the game is definitely a fucking huge advantage. But you know that ninja guy for Fortnite? That guy makes 500 G's a month.
Yeah.
He's that's a fucking crazy, ball, dude.
He's fucking ball.
Would
is
you
he,
guys...
Is he getting bitches?
Oh, probably, he's got a wife.
Dude. Do you know how many gamer chicks there are, like, lurking yeah, in the shadows? Yeah, like, sometimes you'll see him yeah. on Tinder, and there's these chicks like, "I'll game with you," and yeah. they're like fucking going to anime conventions and shit.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen the anime convention downtown Vancouver?
No.
At the convention center, it's like once a year. I used to work at, I used to work right there at Canada Place selling tourist uh-huh. tickets.
Yeah, yeah.
And once a year, it's like a wave of freak show people showing up in their anime costumes, like
titties out.
Titties out. Some yeah. of them are hot, some of them are not, but everybody just drops so much money on their fucking costume. And the tourists that come in are always from, like, Georgia or Florida.
Wow, it's really? A big fucking thing. We should
no,
go
no,
to
no,
that.
No, no, no. The people that come from cruise ships are, like, these normal, stereotypical retired white people.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they see the wave of all these kids coming in, and they're like, "Why am I in Vancouver for this freak show? What's going on here? Is it always like this?" I'm like, "No, sir. It's some sort of anime convention." And they're
fucking
like,
anime?
Yeah, what the fuck
anime?
Is anime?
The fuck? What is that, Japanese stuff? Get out of here. Go back to your fucking country.
Exactly, dude.
We beat the Japs. World
whoa,
War II.
Whoa, I don't think you're allowed to say Japs, bro.
Japs?
I don't worry, we're all minorities here. We can't be racist.
We're all minorities. Wait, is Japs like
I think, dude, I was saying Japs one time, and then, you know, every time I said it around this dude, I was like, "Yeah, those Japs," or something like that. I feel bad for saying it right now.
You just got to remind him, dude. Bro, I'm a minority. I can't be racist.
And he used to get real quiet after I said it. And then one time he's like, "I don't think you're allowed to say that." I was like, "What?"
No, I got rolled once, man. You know, I was just in high school, and I said the word flip.
Yeah,
you know, and I didn't know that's a derogatory term. Like, you know, just I
is that
friends,
for Filipino?
Yeah, I had friends who were Filipino. They never said anything to me, and the teacher's like, "Hey, go to the office." I'm like, "What?" I'm like, "For saying flip?" He said, "Brutal."
Was he a white dude?
Spanish guy.
Oh, really? Shit.
And he's like, "Go to the office right now."
Flip?
Yeah. Because the abbreviation, and it made sense. Some guy actually told me, he's like, "Oh, we don't really care, but, you know, some guys might take it offensive." It's
yeah.
fucking little island people.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really? That's what it... Oh.
That's pretty
okay.
derogatory.
Okay,
I
get
like,
it now.
I felt shitty.
Wait, do you think Hind is a derogatory?
Hind is derogatory, like, you know, okay, so if a white guy calls me a Hindu, you know,
yeah.
I know...
Yeah, I guess, you know, that's the same thing.
When I used to play hockey, like, it just gets so chippy and shit. It's like,
right.
Yeah, fuck you Hindus.
Yeah, man.
You know? I used to get called couples. In high school, I had a big afro, and when I was, like, going into puberty, I had a fucking mustache.
Nice.
Your hair looks pretty straight.
Right now, it's because I just got a fucking buzz.
Oh, yeah, fair enough.
I haven't grown it out since that age, because when I lived in North Van, which is, like, 90% white dudes.
Yeah.
And people would always call me Beaner. I'm not even Mexican. I've never been to Mexico.
Wow. Beaner?
Beaner, dude.
Straight,
like, straight
to your face?
My friends. My close friends would call me that.
Calling you Beaner is crazy, man. No, Beaner is a crazy one. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, none of
like,
my friends,
bro.
Chinese friends, they'd never be like, "You fucking Hindu," or "You fucking Paki."
Yeah.
Beaner is basically Paki.
Yeah, dude.
I guess so.
I got used to it. Like, I never got offended. But it, like, came at me a lot, so I was like, fuck it, whatever.
Yeah.
So, but I came up with my own thing where I started making fun of white people.
Yeah.
For being fucking white people.
Yeah. It's hard to make fun of white people, man. Sometimes I feel like, you know, because if I'm around minorities, I can be like, you know, "You're a fucking Hind," or, you know, flip and shit. Like, I can use, like, these words and I can make fun of their cultures. But white people, I feel like sometimes they're a little bit...
You can't draw that.
You can't be like...
You know, because I don't think sometimes they know where to draw the lines. Like, you know, you might start making a few jokes and then they'll, like, step it too far.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
Right.
Whoa.
Because I think with us, like, minorities, we all have our cliches that are just funny as fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
But white people, they might be like, you know, "That's my real life."
Whoa, bro, that was too...
Yeah. Yeah, I go skiing and snowboarding in Whistler.
Yeah.
That hurt like a tagger, you know. Yo, so we never talked about your podcast, and it's a hip-hop podcast.
Okay, yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, so...
How did you guys get into hip-hop when you guys were younger? Like, who were your influences? Who was the first rapper you got into?
First rapper I got into? Fuck,
I'll say the first one I got into was Eminem.
Eminem.
I'm not
think
a big
me
fan
too.
Anymore, though.
Eminem,
like, but he's like the
Encore?
First one I was like, I
Encore.
Heard it. I heard it on.
Are we around the same age? How old are you guys?
26.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, so I remember Encore.
Yeah.
And 50 Cent.
Yeah, 50 Cent was there too.
Without the, me?
You know? Yeah, Without Me.
Without Me. And that
my,
was a track.
My parents used to make fun of me because I had a PSP and that was my music player.
Wow.
And I would go to bed with the headphones on. Listening to this gangster shit on.
Are you going to sleep with the headphones on?
Yeah, I don't know why. That was weird.
Dude, my cousin, I'm in England. He's sleeping next to me, okay? I'm 8 years old. He's fucking blasting techno music going to sleep. I'm like, what the fuck? I can hear it. You know, you can hear it.
Dun, 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 dun.
You know how black dudes wear the headphones? You can hear it coming out. It's like that. It's like that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, right next to him, I'm like, this guy's trying to sleep right now?
Yeah.
How does that work?
Like, in the summer, I get addicted to sleeping with a fan on. Like, I can't go to bed without a fan.
Course,
but, okay, having rap music, some gangster shit blasting. I don't know what's going on through my head.
You got to slap the binaural beats on all day, you know? All day. Have you heard about those?
What are those?
It's just like these like low hums and stuff.
Oh, right, right.
And it's just like it's supposed to like recode your brain to more positivity.
Right. Whenever
just
I had,
tried fucking everything to change yourself.
Whenever
right?
I had loud roommates or I could hear like a roommate fucking on the other side of the wall, I would put on like those, what do you call it? White noise.
Oh, yeah.
Something
yeah,
like.
Yeah,
yeah, it's like.
Wow.
Or like waves or shit, something. So I can't hear the, on the other side of the fucking wall.
Yeah. Oh. It's like, when will it be my turn?
Exactly.
You just go and knock on the door. Can I join?
Hey, cut
can
it
you
out.
Shut up? I have work tomorrow.
Hey,
you guys are keeping me up. May as well use me.
Yeah. You're just rubbing in the corner.
Fuck. That joke up in the air, right?
That's one of the, those ones. You know.
What about, how do you guys feel about, today's rap? Have you guys entered that age where you feel a little bit like jaded about it and you're like, dude, these guys don't rap anymore, it's all about the vibe and all this shit? Like,
no
not yet.
You know what, there are certain guys who will make me say that for sure. I think, you know
me, I can understand it. I'm never gonna be like, oh, it's not good to me.
Right,
it's good to someone though. Someone's
like, I can always get into, like, even if I hate them at first, I can always get into a song after I've listened to it multiple times, and it's like you get the ring in your fucking head and your brain.
Yeah.
But sometimes I'll listen to all this shit and it's like, yo, and it's all about Zans and shit. I'm like, what the fuck, dude?
Yeah,
100%.
Like, these guys are, they're not working on lyrics or anything, or it doesn't seem like it. I don't know. Maybe I'm not noticing
it's a new age.
No, in 10 years though, man, you're going to really see the destruction that this whole drug era of music has caused.
I think so, too.
You're really going to see it. Because now, like, people are using drugs like it's nothing, you know what
right.
I mean? Like, when there was such, like, a stigma back in the day.
Oh,
like,
man.
You know, you're watching Friends and shit. Like, think about Take It Back to Friends. Like, are those guys doing coke?
No.
Never.
No chance.
Never.
Not a chance.
That's right?
They're
crazy.
They're at the coffee shop.
Yeah.
You might drink on an episode. But
you know, none of those guys are smoking weed. None of them are fucking
and
popping.
And they're still, don't get me wrong, they're out till 3 a.m.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
They're having
a
good
time. They're still having
a
good time.
But they're drinking pints and stuff.
Yeah.
Give me a, let's get a fucking a pitcher of Canadian.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's fucking crazy. Now I
Ross
think,
Geller taking a fucking fat line in the bathroom, right?
For sure they were off camera.
I've only been to one all-age show ever, and it was Mad Decent Block Party during the summer.
Yeah.
And it was just fucked up. Like, you see 13-year-olds with braces, and they're just rolling their balls off on drugs.
Yeah.
I'm like, what's happening to the children?
Dude, I saw the same thing at Contact once. This kid must have been 12, man. Like, young kid.
Fuck
like,
that.
He had to have been, like, maybe, like, 4'8". You know,
fuck that.
Maybe 4'10", like shirts off, like just like.
I can't like, even take that.
And
if
I
saw
like,
that, I'd be like,
the
what
fuck?
The fuck?
Dude, like, I didn't touch weed until like right at the beginning of grade 12. And even at that point, I was like, I'm never going to try hard drugs.
Yeah.
And okay, I've dabbled a little bit.
Yeah.
Since
well, you're the same as us, I think. That's like the
door. But I never grew up with that shit. Like, I'd never. Like, I don't know what my brain would be like if I was, like, 12 years old. Like,
again, man, that's the thing with these fucking kids, you know, they're 10, 11, 12 years old, they're hearing about all this shit.
Yeah.
They want to try it early, right?
Right.
By 13, like, I think weed's just, like, you know, if you're, like, 11, 10, 11 years old, like, you know, some kids might be
I still think
weed.
10, 11 to smoke weed.
It is fucking
when
ridiculous.
When I'm in 10, 11, I'm playing fucking road hockey. I'm not doing shit.
It's ridiculous, man, but I think it is the kind of shit that's going down now.
Scary. Scary for our
Yeah,
children.
We should call the police and let them know.
Should we just start narking people out driving around?
It's hey, fun, though. You're really going to see it, man. I think in like 10 years, people are going to be all like...
Yeah. Drug abused nation. Have you guys seen that that Jonah Hill thing on Netflix? The series Maniac?
I tried getting into it.
I haven't, but I keep hearing about it.
Yeah, it's like a big drug movie.
I got four episodes in. It's just like, I'm like, oh, fuck, this is stupid, man.
Man, fuck. You don't like anything I like.
I gave it four episodes, though. I gave it four episodes.
That's usually enough.
That is actually a... You
I gave it a chance, you know, and I'm like by back episode four, like three episodes back to back.
Okay, fine. Fair enough.
Last night I started watching the new season of Narcos.
Oh, it's about Mexico and shit, right? Yeah.
And every time I watch that show, I'm like, fuck, I want to go back to those countries.
Yeah.
Not because of the drugs, but I just like, you see all the culture in the background and the pretty ladies and like the plazas and shit. And I'm I miss my home.
I haven't seen
home.
the Latinas.
Yeah. It's a beautiful place.
It's a beautiful.
The weather's always nice.
Yeah.
People are generally nice, and I noticed that like the poorer people were, the more like hospitable they were.
Yeah.
Like once you start hanging out with people who are like traveling to Miami and they're rich, they're kind of like cunts like everybody else.
Well, what's your worst story with those people?
Just probably rude, right?
Yeah, just rude. Like every time I made a friendship while I traveled, it was usually people in the lower income brackets.
Yeah.
It's fucking hilarious because you go to Colombia and you go into a McDonald's, and McDonald's costs the same there as it does here.
Holy.
So everybody that's inside of McDonald's is like, they look like they're European descent white people.
Yeah.
And then you come here and it's like what poorer people eat here.
Yeah, exactly.
The food over there was really good in Colombia, man.
Yeah, awesome, I love how you can buy like homemade food made by some family on the street everywhere.
Yeah.
And it's like $2-3, and it's like way healthier than fast food.
Yeah, 100%.
Plus, you're helping some random family, but here you can't do that. Like, here you need special permits and all this shit. Everything's like more corporatized.
Yeah. I think I might eat dog meat out there.
What?
Like, okay, so there was a skewer that we bought off the street. And we were in Cartagena.
Okay.
Is that how you say it? Cartagena.
Cartagena.
It's Cartagena. We bought this skewer off the street. Everybody bought it, and he's eating it, and he's like, this tastes a little funky, you know what I mean? And I had a piece, and like, it definitely didn't taste like beef, you know what I mean? It was not like off thing. And like the guy that was with us, who was kind of like the concierge, that guy was like, oh fuck, you bought meat off the street?
Oh fuck.
And like, he didn't like say anything else, but he was like, oh
yeah, you gotta just trust.
Yeah,
it's like, you don't know what you're eating out there. Like,
it could have been a dog.
I heard when you eat dog, your whole body gets hot.
Really, man. Yeah. You feel like the friendship with your own dog, like, genes connect somehow.
It
and
does
your,
that to
your gut microbiome's like, your dog's in here, brother. What are you doing?
Yeah, when I went to Vietnam, I saw fucking dogs on skewers and shit like that. Like, full dogs on skewers.
They're dogs, probably used to it, though.
Dogs in cages being eaten.
What? Yeah.
In Vietnam, like, all the streets, like, one street will be all selling pots and pans, one street will all be selling something else, woodwork. And then I went on one street all selling dog meat.
Oh,
yeah, it smelled like crazy
delicacies there. Eh?
Would you guys eat a dog willingly?
Maybe.
Fuck, if I had no choice.
Well, you're a dog guy now.
I'm a dog guy now.
Yeah, my dog's not here right now. My stepdad took him out.
Oh, you have a dog?
Yeah, he's a big chocolate lab.
Oh, nice.
You would have met him, but he's gone.
No, that's a classic dog.
Yeah, now you guys have a connection.
Yeah.
Two
but
dog people.
Yo, he's vicious, though. Yeah? He's like the friendliest person to humans, but there's two things that he goes like full animal mode for. Cats and squirrels. Yeah. Like, he'll just go into like a full berserk mode and chase them.
Yeah.
And...
Has he ever killed any?
No, because we've never... not in my presence.
There's always been a big myth if like a dog tastes animal blood.
Yeah.
They go nuts. Then they're going rabid and you can never change that dog.
It's true,
because
we give him that... See that dog food over there?
Yeah.
He hates it.
Yeah.
Like, he'll just stare at it and won't eat it. The moment I put out a piece of bacon or a piece of meat, dude, he is salivating and going
crazy. That's why you can't do that.
I throw a piece of lettuce, he just looks at it and he's like...
Yeah, you get that primal instinct in them, and then they'll then they're eating you when in your sleep, and they're fucking nibbling your ear. And
you ever seen those people that have like the pets of snakes and shit?
Yeah,
and like the big pythons.
Yeah,
and they sleep next to the python. Yeah, and they're like, oh, you know, my python hasn't eaten for a couple of days, like, and it's like stretching out beside her.
Yeah,
they'd be like, dude, he's like, he's waiting to fucking eat you.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
he's
yeah.
just getting hungry enough.
You never
so he can
know
eat
if
you.
That thing. Just
That's
flips.
The thing about those animals, man. They're like the
they're
reptiles.
Not meant to be pets, man.
No, man.
Dude, I saw this thing. Fuck, this is like one of the most disturbing videos I ever seen in my life. A guy fucked a snake.
What?
Yeah.
On a video.
like they have this opening, I guess, right? And he's
the
just,
vagina? Snake vagina?
I guess it's a snake vagina. I don't fucking know, but like it's this opening and the guy's just like putting his wang in there.
How did you end up at that video?
A lot of fucked up shit gets sent to the WhatsApp groups, man. And, like, I remember watching it. I was like, and, like, this guy's like, you know, he's got the snake. And he's just like, you know, like, he's on the bottom and he's just, like, pumping, right? And I'm like, whoa, this is so fucking disturbing. Like, what the fuck is wrong with this guy?
Was he enjoying himself?
You couldn't see his head. You know, okay. You couldn't see his face. He's just pumping.
Now I'm thinking about, like, because, you know, snake owners, they're very attached to their snakes. Now you got to be thinking every time you see a snake owner, like,
what's going on in the bedroom, buddy?
It's kind of weird, man. Like,
are you a reptilian?
It was fucked, man. Like, I was like, holy, that's some fucking satanic ass shit, man.
That's gross.
You're fucking a snake.
Does it feel good? You think?
And he's hard, man. He's throbbing.
Chill, man.
That's some weird shit.
He's actually throbbing hard, man.
I hope that's like 1% of the 1% of the population.
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
That's weird.
That was a tough one to watch.
You can't inseminate a fucking animal, eh?
No, I don't think
so. You can't make a cross between an animal and a human.
No, I don't think so.
That's crazy, don't you think?
No, it's not.
Why?
That's just evolution.
No, but like dog can fuck another dog.
Yeah.
But a human,
it's just simple genes, though. Your genes are going to reject.
Right.
You know? That's all it is. Because they want to keep the fucking...
There's no more Neanderthals around.
Maybe they never tried it, you know?
I'm sure they have. Because guys, like, in India, like, fuck cows and shit. Like, that's a real thing.
Really?
That's a real thing.
Man. I always thought, like, can't cows, like, kick back their legs or no?
Are they, like, domesticated to the point they're like, oh, I don't care.
Yeah.
Just don't eat me.
No, but, like, if you're thinking, like, if everyone can mate with... If a human can mate with any animal on Earth... How many types of humans will we have, man?
No.
Cow humans, you know?
Yeah, you know in those cartoons, there's like Arthur. Like there's a rabbit.
Yeah. Holy fuck, that's like, crazy. That
maybe that's...
Arthur could be real and shit.
Alternate universe.
You know the point of Arthur? Is to know that we all have our differences, but like we got to live together and have a good
right.
time. That's why you got the bunny, the dog, the rat. You know?
It's awesome. I love Arthur.
I wonder what...
You never see any mixed race people in that show, though? Like a rabbit and a fucking...
No.
Okay, what's...
What's Arthur?
He's an aardvark.
Aardvark.
Okay, what? No, what's his friend?
He's a bunny.
Oh, yeah, bunny. And then what's the girl... His girl... that girl. What's Penelope?
She thinks she was a monkey.
They're all the same size?
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy, man. To me.
It was kind of a weird show. Yeah.
Yeah, like what happens if those people start dating each other, these friendships, like maybe they make Arthur in the teenage years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey. Are there mixed race animals?
I would love to see that.
Hey, that is a good idea for a movie, you know? They just go off the walls.
Or do they secretly, they don't show it on the show, but they're like, no, you must stay with the same kind of animal that you are.
Oh, 100%. I think we're going to get into a point in society where we're going to start seeing those series like, Arthur all grown up, like it's gonna be fan made and shit.
Yeah. Right.
But that's like when we're all like when the world is like all city and like you gotta like you're living in just a huge city.
Have you ever seen that concept for the thing? Like it's like this big fucking tower. But they're like these like mega towers, you know? And like the whole city is in the tower. Like you got a shopping mall, a gym,
yeah,
you got fucking grocery
even like
store,
a like, vertical farm.
Yeah, it is like that.
That's probably what we're going to.
You never leave the fucking complex.
I like that,
dude.
Man.
That's probably what we're headed to. Because yeah, if you think about it, like New York City and San Francisco, everything's becoming like centralized on the coast.
Yeah.
So like all these former areas that used to be like the what do you call it, like the farmlands or the industrial areas, like people are just losing all their money and careers and whatever because the jobs aren't there anymore.
Exactly, yeah.
So we're all just fucking packing into cities
now. And most of the world is pretty fucking desolate, man.
Yeah, man.
So there's people that say, people are always complaining that like we have too many people on the planet, but like we have a lot of space now. Like everybody's just fucking packing into one.
We do.
Well,
we
you can move.
You can go up and you can go down too.
Well, you can't go up. Like, you know, it's like we are in the sweet spot. Honestly, living in Vancouver, we're so fucking lucky that the two most valuable commodities to ever be is air and water.
Yeah.
And we got the best of both.
Yeah, we do.
You know, Abbotsford's got the best water in the world.
No way.
Really?
Yeah, voted. Yeah.
Every time I step out of the when I go traveling and I come back here, like especially in Colombia, like it's so polluted there.
Yeah.
I take that first whiff of the air as I'm about to get on the SkyTrain at the airport, and I'm like, holy shit, dude, this is some high quality air.
Yeah, I know,
seriously, man, and that's gonna carry us, man. Like, as the rest of the world turns to shit, this place will stay. You know. Unless we get hit with the earthquake.
Then. We'll get hit with the earthquake or something.
The thing is, too, like, the price of living here is going up, so it's, like, harder for it to get super populated. And
yeah.
Like, we don't have that many jobs here. Like,
but,
we mostly have tech jobs and, like, banking.
They'll bring shit, though. Yeah. As more people want to stay here, like, the Amazon building.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
They're bringing a lot of shit, man, for sure.
Yeah, but that's crazy. I think, like, I think we're going to start going underground.
Eventually, I suppose.
If it gets too hot out.
Once we start, you know, creating artificial, like, really clean air, artificial sunlight that's, like, fucking next to the sun, sunlight quality,
right.
All that type of shit, why don't we go down? Mm-hmm. We got miles and miles and miles of Earth.
It's like you're predicting the Matrix.
Yeah, no, 100%.
Straight up.
And you just got flat screens on the wall. You know, any view you want.
Exactly.
As the TVs get better resolution.
Yeah.
Well, you want the mountain view? Yeah, sure.
Like, in the
ocean view? Yeah, sure. Yeah.
In the Matrix... Like, you know how, like, in the later movies, like, when they go up above ground, it's just, like, super smoggy and the sun, there's no sunlight?
Yeah.
You think that's what we're headed to with, like, this global warming shit? Like, we're just going to have a permanent smog around? So
global warming's not real.
Jesus.
It's not, though.
Says who?
There's actually, no, okay, well, obviously there's something happening, but it could just be climate change. You know what they say, it's according to one study. Is that, you know, because the entire Earth's crust is on, it's on magma, right? You know, the three layers of the Earth?
Yeah.
It's like the crust, the magma, and then the mantle, and then the core?
Yes.
We're flowing on top of the lava.
Right.
So the continents are just moving down. That's why it's getting hotter, because we're just actually moving closer to the equator.
Oh, so everything's just still moving?
Everything's still moving.
So it's nothing to do with... So the top... I'm just trying to understand.
Yeah,
the top is moving as well.
Everything's moving.
Yeah,
that's why the polar ice caps are melting. It's because they're all moving.
Oh, that's interesting.
They're
moving
south.
Remember in like geography courses, like how the world used to be like Pangaea, like one supercontinent?
That's how it happens.
Maybe we're going to go back.
Sick. I'd love to live on Pangaea, man.
Really?
It'd be huge.
You just take trains everywhere
because
there's so much land.
And shit.
Yeah. And then the ocean'd probably be double the size.
I wonder how much the Earth moves like per year, like an inch or two.
Yeah, well, that was going to be my refute is that, you know, we're talking about global warming in the last 100 years, but like the Earth doesn't move that, like shit doesn't move that much.
But stuff's not happening like that,
but
drastically either. It's hotter, yeah, sure, but it's a good thing.
we live during such a small pinch of time in all eternity.
Yeah,
it's hard to judge things when it's like think about this. Okay, I just realized that last week was the week that I traveled to Ecuador last year.
Okay, how's Ecuador actually?
Very nice.
Yeah,
I recommend it. Safe. I went everywhere, and it's cheaper than Colombia.
Oh wow. Okay.
Oh.
Same type of fun.
Yeah. Right. And it felt safer than Colombia.
Okay.
In a way.
Yeah.
I don't know. I never had troubles in Colombia.
You can
either.
Speak Spanish and stuff.
Yeah, I speak Spanish, so I can blend in pretty easily.
Yeah, gotcha.
But anyways, I was thinking like. It's been a year since I left for there, and it felt like this year went by in a flash.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And I've only been on this earth for 26 years, and it feels like every year feels faster and faster.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, 100%.
I could feel like I woke up and it's going to be 10 years later, then it's going to be I'm a fucking old dude on the couch, maybe I got cancer or some shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, seriously, that's a real thing though, man. Like, I think everyone's kind of going through that. Like, the older you get, the years just flash by. Like, it's fucking November.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Summer's gone.
November's done now.
Yeah.
We're heading into Christmas here, New Year's fucking 2019.
Like, and then you think about it like...
No, it's 2019, 2020. Like, we used to think, oh, fuck, 2020. Like, you know?
It's man, here. I remember like 2005.
Yeah.
I'm still living like I'm fucking in 05. You know, like it's 05. You know, it's 2005. Yeah. It's 2010 Olympics. You know,
it's that our days are so packed now, and you're never off. You know, you're always doing something, whether it be on your phone or on your computer or on watching
TV. We don't have that much boredom anymore.
Yeah. There's no slow time. You know, the time just fucking.
I bet you can slow down if you turned off the internet and didn't have a job and all this shit.
100%.
You would slow the fuck down. Like, well, my God, what the fuck am I gonna do?
Yeah,
I think that's it, man. Fucking move to like any South American country or, you know, some shit like that, and then you just live on the beach. You know.
Live out your twilight years, you know.
Yeah, no flowy shirts.
How you make money and shit. You know, how do you make money in that situation, though?
You have to.
Hey,
have
I'm trying to figure that out as we speak, and I haven't figured it out.
You have to invest in something. It's podcasting, that, man.
Podcasting. What if you could run a solo pod and just live in?
Dude, if
Ecuador.
I could make, if I could make like $1,000 a month or like $1,500, I could pull it off.
Yeah. Really? Wow.
Wow.
Because the cost of living down there is cheap.
Yeah.
And then if I had some sort of other side income, I could pull it off.
You should do a Spanish-based podcast.
Yeah.
Maybe there's not a lot of them.
Probably, actually. When I was down there, I would ask people if they listen to podcasts, and it's not that big of a thing yet.
Yeah.
It is. Like, people down there have fucking smartphones just as much as we do.
Yeah, for sure.
You go anywhere, and you're going to see people on their phones no matter what.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think I could do... My Spanish isn't like... My English is way better. I studied English. I write in English.
Yeah, yeah,
I've worked as a journalist in English, so my English development is much higher.
Gotcha, yeah.
But I think I could have a Spanish conversation.
You got to have like the quick wit in the Spanish.
Yeah.
Know?
Yeah. That, I can do it. That's a tough thing. If I can have a Spanglish conversation with somebody where it's like 80%, 80% Spanish, and I can throw in English words.
Yeah.
Just use the bathroom real quick.
All right, go ahead.
When you combine both of those languages, sometimes I can find like a more precise way to say things.
Than if
it were just one language.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Exactly, yeah. Because, well, English has the most words in the out of all languages, right?
I think so. And then Spanish just has a way to express things differently as well. Just obviously slangs and stuff like that.
You should look into it, man.
Yeah.
Like, try and do a Spanish podcast. You know, what are you going to talk about? I don't know.
The first podcast I ever was on was an English podcast, but in Colombia. So before I went to Colombia, I started listening to this podcast called Colombia Calling.
Okay.
And it's a British journalist who lives in Bogota.
Yeah.
And he just interviews other journalists or people that are in Colombia doing crazy shit, startups, tourism, stuff like that. This guy has like probably like 300 episodes by now.
Holy shit.
Like he puts out mass, like at least I think one episode a week at least. And anyways, I was working, I did an internship for a news website there, so I was writing about Venezuelan migrants, because like, in an alternate universe, if my parents didn't move here, I'd be one of those fucking migrants.
Holy hell.
I'd be fucked.
Yeah.
I'd have no money, I wouldn't have the access of the free world here in Canada, where I could just come back and work for a few months and then go fly anywhere.
Do you think your personality would be different?
Probably, man. I don't know. I almost grew up in Ireland, too.
Really?
Because my family went back to Venezuela after we became Canadians because we got sick in Toronto.
Yeah.
Because the pollution and the cold weather there used to... My mom and I had asthma growing up.
Yeah.
She still has it. I don't. I'm fucking smoking now.
Yeah.
So you can tell I've made it past it. But we went back to Venezuela and there was like a coup against the government.
Yeah.
And my mom's like, fuck it, we're getting out of here. But first we went to Ireland. So in another alternate universe, I'd be Irish right now. I'd be like, hey, what's up, mates? I'm here on a working holiday in Canada. Like, you know how there's so many Irish people here right now?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For the working holiday program and shit?
There's a shit ton of Irish people.
I could be one of those dudes right now.
Man, that's crazy.
But instead, my mom just called a friend who lived in Vancouver, and we were Canadian at that point, so we could just show up here and live.
Yeah.
And I ended up living in Vancouver.
I always think, because I moved at a young age from Surrey to Richmond.
Mm-hmm.
I always think, like, what would I be like if I grew up in Surrey?
Yeah.
My personality, how would it be different?
Definitely, it'd definitely be different.
It'd be different as shit, right?
Yeah. No, it definitely would, man. There's a whole different culture out there. Like, you know, and some of my closer friends, you know, they're from Surrey and shit. And, but you can definitely tell, man. Where you grow up is a huge
thing. Yeah, it sets you up. Thing, it sets man. Up your personality.
Yeah. Huge thing, man, because it's your environment, right?
Yeah.
Like, I think the only reason I'm comfortable talking to random dudes like this is because I played a lot of team sports when I was a kid. Yep. And, like, in North Van, like, people are dope in North Van. Like, we'd after school, we'd hang out, go smoke weed outside of an elementary school or shit. It's easy to socialize here. I don't know what it's like in a different environment.
Richmond is hard.
Richmond, fuck, you know what the thing is? Like,
You have one crew for the rest of your life.
Yeah, no, it really is, man. There's so many like Chinese people, and like generally the people that do come from there, like I found, are quite reserved.
Okay.
You know what I mean? They're not like too open. Like,
it's not a
know,
knock.
It's not, huh? It's not a knock. No, no, of course not. But it's just, no one, if people are more to themselves. It's a great thing too, you know, because like you'll be like drinking or like blazing outside of a park, you know, Chinese people walk by, they won't even say anything.
No.
You know, they're not calling the cops. They're minding their own business.
They're not like
know?
Those white people in those videos that are like, this black person is selling water on the street.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You
so call the SWAT
they're
team.
Not, they're not like that, you know what I mean? Which is a good thing.
Yeah.
You know, white people, you know, are so nosy and shit.
Yeah.
No, you shouldn't be doing that.
What are you guys doing?
I remember one time I worked as an electrician for like over the summer. And me and one other guy were like blazing like in an alley, you know, on the west side, you know, like 13th and Arbutus.
Oh, wow.
You know, we're deep down there, right? And we're blazing in this alley and like objectively, like just like imagine it, like two like kind of greasy looking guys, you know, wearing like sweats and
they
like
profile
you know, beaters. Yeah, profile smoking weed in an alley. And this is like white lady's like, hey. You better put that out. This is a clean neighborhood. Or I'm calling the cops, you know? But she had, like, the fucking, like, the strength, you know? A white lady.
Yeah.
Two brown guys.
That's
you know?
Her hood, man.
Yeah. I never confront people like that.
No.
If somebody's doing something, I'll, like, watch them from afar, but I never confront
them. It depends
people.
How close they are to my house.
Yeah. If it were to affect me or something,
yeah.
Maybe. But if I see somebody doing something, like, kind of illegal near, and just in the distance.
If I see some, like, kids, like, fucking around in my front yard, be like, hey!
Right,
hey!
Right.
Yeah. From my window, right? Hey!
Yeah.
But you're not going to go outside and give him a life lesson. Like,
you fucking little shit! The fuck out of here!
Yeah. No, those fucking guys are all selling drugs in front of my house.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I've gone out a few times just be like, get out of here. And, like, I just give it up at this point.
Hey, guys, get out of here.
Yeah.
Imagine saying that to a drug dealer. Right?
Yeah.
Hey, get out of here, okay?
No,
this is a clean neighborhood.
Yeah, no, I've gone in and been, hey, man, this is my house. There are kids on this block.
Like, you give a shit, right?
I don't give a fuck where you sell drugs. It's not my business. Just take it out of here.
And then your neighbor sees you, right? He's like, he's actually a good guy. That guy.
No, they must hate us for sure at our block.
Oh, they hate you.
They for sure, but, like, you know, we hold it down. It's not my neighborhood.
Are you guys friends with people in your neighborhood? Like,
no, I haven't. I've never talked.
I feel like that's dying down a bit.
It's definitely like neighboring is like it's
like the
not
people that live right here barely talk to them. Maybe like, hello, how you doing?
Yeah,
like,
wow.
Never invited me in for tea or some shit. Like,
Never. I mean, maybe the guy next to me, exactly what you're saying. Like,
Hey,
how's it going? But I would never go into their house.
Yeah.
And like people next to me, never. The house is on the, like, two houses away.
How about growing up? Were you like over at the neighbor's house?
Oh, yeah. Like my friend lives.
Yeah.
If
it's a friend's parents or something.
Yeah.
Like that,
then it's okay. You go to the same school and shit like that. But like, just like your neighbor. I feel like that's really a Canadian thing, too. I think as Canadians, we're really reserved
in
that
respect.
I heard about that.
There's a YouTube video of this German dude who was talking about what it's like to live in Vancouver.
Yeah.
And he was like, people here are so reserved.
Oh, yeah.
And everything is such a corporate culture. There's just a bunch of strip malls everywhere. And like, there's not like that many family businesses anymore. Everything's like a fucking Wendy's and Tim Hortons.
Yeah.
What can you do about that,
That's just fucking the progression of society, you know, everything's gonna be more controlled by one thing.
That's what I liked about Colombia, because I went in Medellin, the land of Pablo Escobar. I went to live downtown, where people said like, don't go live there, it's the most dangerous place in the city. Nothing ever happened to me. The people that were so nice, like, I became friends with the beer guy.
Yeah.
I went to an old school gym and became friends. I got a barber. So you have these cool experiences that I don't really find here that much.
Although
I've just found a cool barber here. I'm going to shout him out, actually. Top Gun Barber on Nanaimo and Hastings. He just opened like 2 months ago. I've been getting my hair cut there. Got it done like 2 days ago. Guy's dope. Go out there. It's like $30. You get a sick fade.
Yeah, I'll definitely.
Oh, Randy, you should go there. You've been thinking about it, right?
What I liked about it was the guy's cool, gives you beer, and like you have a conversation.
Oh, you get a free beer.
Oh, wow.
Oh, free beer, my friend. Coffee as well.
Yeah.
How many beers? Okay, if you're sitting in the barber's chair and it's like $30 haircut, how many beers?
I don't know.
Can
he didn't
you drink?
Charge me, but like I had a free run at the fridge.
Oh, so you like only one though?
Yeah,
yeah, I haven't one or two. Maybe
you can't. Though. You can't go past two.
You're not
though.
Going to past two though.
I don't know.
Have
but you?
You
should though. $30, to be honest with you. I'm sorry for.
Yeah, yeah.
$30 is really expensive for a haircut, man.
Yeah, but the thing is, the quality. Like, I used to cut my own hair.
Yeah,
and then this summer I got my haircut in Chinatown for $11.
Yeah,
but the quality of this haircut is always like really good. Cause, like, you know how the back of your hair grows up?
Yeah, yeah.
It grows back fast. Yeah. If you like fade it and do it properly and with a bit of a blade and shit, it'll grow back way slower.
Yeah.
If you just get a regular haircut at like a Chinese place or something, your hair grows back so fast.
Okay, so it's the quality of the haircut.
Yeah.
They're taking the time and shit.
I go there, $30. I'm like, a free beer. I'm like, I'm going to have at least three beers.
Because I've heard other friends.
What if you had to piss like sitting in the chair?
Oh, I've had that before.
Really?
Yeah, it's horrible.
I've had friends who are like who have long hair and they just go for a trim and they say they pay like $50. Like
what the fuck?
To me, the comparison always.
Yeah, girls' haircuts are expensive.
Yeah. Shit like that. So like $30 twice a week is what? I mean, not twice a week. Twice a month is $60. Yeah. You'll spend $60 at a pub sometimes.
Like, yeah,
I think that's what puts everything into perspective.
Yeah,
but one night you can spend $150 on drinks.
But it's not like you're not spending that money anyway.
What do you mean?
Like, I mean, you're gonna go to the pub or you're gonna go to the club, like anyways.
You're going it's to, but like, you can cut yourself off. You know what I mean? Like, you can spend $40.
You also get that like 10% confidence boost that you look good with the haircut. Instead of like, imagine you go out to a club or a bar or something, and you got the gross shit going. Like, I haven't got a haircut in a month and a half.
Yeah, that's a world. Randy has that a lot.
Well, if the listeners don't know, I wear a turban, so I do not have haircuts.
You never trimmed one hair?
Never.
Not once. I trimmed the beard. You know?
I tried to grow my hair out this summer, but it started to look like a mini fro, and it just looked gross.
You'd say it was an awkward phase?
Yeah. I would have to suffer through an awkward phase for like 2 months
before
I got to the flow state.
Oh, the flow.
And even when I get to flow state, I think it curls too much.
Yeah. There's no point, you know? No one's looking for the fucking flow.
I would love,
flow.
You know, to date a girl with the fro, you know? Light-skinned girl with the fro.
Light-skinned with the flow. I wish I had a soundboard.
Redbone, you know?
Yo, that's something I like about your podcast. You guys have a fucking soundboard.
Yeah,
man.
I think I can hook it up on this. I actually Googled it like 2 nights ago. I have to drop like $110.
Yeah. Well, you can just connect this to this.
Yeah, but I need an adapter for the Zoom here.
Then
I can do it with an iPhone app or with the computer.
Yeah.
And then I'll be good to go.
Well, did you go to that concert, by the way?
I did, yeah.
What was that concert?
Masego?
Masego? You ever heard of Masego?
No.
I've never heard of Masego.
Well, he's an international artist, actually currently one of the biggest artists in the world. So.
Really, eh?
Rap gods, huh?
he's a rapper?
No, he's a singer.
Okay. And they're just hot girls there, huh?
Oh, man. Oh, man. Come on, man. The jazz guy like that? He's not jazz, he plays the sax.
Oh, wow.
All right.
It was packed to the brim.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you guys have coming up in the future with your podcast? Like, you guys are on the regular now. Are you guys doing Tuesday and Thursday, right?
We're only doing one a week now. Like, there's been just like other projects and shit, like, you know, running people want to collab, you know.
Right.
We're always looking like.
Do you guys get a lot of people reaching out to you now that you've got this presence online? Or do you guys still feel like you have to hunt down the guests? Because that's the problem I'm going through right now. Like, I have to hunt people down right now. I've had some friends say like they want to come on, but I'm like, dude, you got to be doing something in your life interesting to talk about. Like,
we're still hunting a lot of people down. Like, there are a few people who will fucking reach out that want to get on, but like, it's always like,
it's always going to be a hunt.
It's always going to be a hunt. I think like, you're going to have to reach out.
Yeah.
There'll be very few people, especially like, imagine even if you get bigger and bigger.
Yeah. You always want bigger guests.
Yeah. You're going to be dealing with bigger guests and like, you know, they're not just going to be like, oh, I want to be on the show.
Right.
Yeah.
Unless you're like,
unless you're Joe Rogan. Yeah.
There's people, I won't drop any names, that we've been chasing for like 4 months. Yeah. Like multiple people too. Yeah, like that. We're like, you know, are you coming on? Are you coming on?
Yeah.
And like, we just we're not hounding them, but we're like building that relationship.
Yeah.
Which is just crazy. Cause that's what you do in like sales and business.
Right.
Like you build a relationship.
But yeah,
you know, messaging on their stories,
fake shit like that. Right?
Oh my god, yeah, yeah. I listened to that song.
I totally
come
get
on
that.
My show. You would be so funny.
When are you gonna come on and premiere that song? Like we give a fuck.
Yeah, and we got some guys that just hound us to be on. You know,
oh,
yeah,
really?
Oh yeah,
they're not gonna say names again, but you know, they just hound. They're like, Alan, when are you getting me on?
Yeah, has anyone canceled on you yet?
No, but I'm supposed to do one with a friend tomorrow who works in the weed industry. So I want to talk about what he thinks about legalization, especially because he works in the concentrates area, which hasn't been legalized. So smoking dabs and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to see what that segment of the market thinks about having to wait so long. And well, anyways,
the black market's bumping right now.
Yeah, right. It's so hard to get weed. Yeah. Like here in North Van.
Hard to get good weed.
The fucking dispensaries in North Van closed.
Yeah. Oh, and yeah.
So
yeah,
there might be one open or some shit.
I think they're getting started actually right now because we did look into it. Like we were trying to get a place and it didn't work out.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we'll go to the other cities. But it's tough, man. Like have you ordered any weed off online?
No, but I've heard bad stories about it.
It's fucking so shitty, dude. Like it's actually shitty weed.
Like, I heard they'll like send you a gram in like a big brown box.
Yeah.
So this guy said he ordered like 30 grams or something, and it was like he ordered fucking Santa's surprise of boxes, like just a huge stack outside his house. Then he opens the boxes and there's so many stems and seeds inside of it, and like you're not gonna put up with this shit in 2018.
No, 100%, man. What the fuck are we in high school? Like it's really bad. And like you look at the bottle, it's got like the warning labels and shit on.
Right.
It's gotten so corporate. Like it's exactly. Just like, oh, like so I think, you know, how they're doing it right now, this is not going to be
I thought BC was going to be, like, pretty libertarian about it, but they're not.
No.
I think Ontario, apparently, is going to be the most libertarian about it.
Yeah.
Because originally, it was only going to be the liquor board selling it in Ontario.
Mm-hmm.
And then Rob Ford's brother showed up, and he's a premier now, and apparently you can smoke on the streets now as long as it's in a smoking area. And there's going to be private dispensaries.
Yeah. No, that's, you know what? It's a good thing though, for especially for the like, quality of weed. Like over there in Toronto, I think I went like maybe 7 years ago. And like, you know, over here, you know, you blaze on the street, whatever, fucking, it's no big deal, right? I was blazing in an alley there and the fucking looks I was getting was like, I'd murdered someone. They were just like, what the fuck is this guy doing?
Right.
The weed was like brown
in
there.
Toronto?
Yeah. It was like really? Brown, man.
I lived there in 2016 for 6 months, and the weed culture caught up. Like, there was dispensaries everywhere. People were smoking in the parks all the time.
Yeah.
Cops didn't give a shit.
Yeah.
So, they're on the...
It's on the up and up, you know?
Right.
But how can you smoke weed in Toronto? It's like fucking cold outside all the time.
Well, not all the time. Well,
what I thought...
It's like a dry cold.
It's really cold there, but people dress up for it, so it's not as bad as it is here. Because sometimes you're really cold here and you're not wearing that much out.
Yeah.
And the one thing I found about Toronto is even though it's like minus 10 or minus 20 sometimes, there's always sunlight.
Yeah.
Really?
So here, like sometimes you go through these depressing months where you don't see the sun for a fucking month and it's just raining. There you can still go outside. The wind off Lake Ontario sucks ass and it feels like it's cutting your face. But if you prepare yourself with layers of the fucking $1,000 Canada Goose jacket, like you can still hang out outside.
Yeah, no, it's actually quite nice.
Plays a fat fucking dube outside in the Canada
and
Goose.
It's just
so
the,
crisp, you know?
And like you got those sun rays coming down on you.
You're breathing in, like it's it hurts your lungs, but it's just crisp, you know?
Yeah.
Like it's like cutting the air, like your ears kind of hurt.
Dude, it feels like the wind cuts your face there. Yeah. It's fucking crazy. It feels like knives. When
I got the beard, though. The beard's
You're good.
Yeah.
Still get
well,
your cheeks.
Well, maybe
you
know? your eyes...
It's crazy.
You gotta wear a balaclava or something.
Yeah,
but then you're fucking. You look like you're robbing someone. I feel like I'm scared to wear that.
Right, balaclava.
Because you look like you're a thug.
Yeah, man. No. You know what? Actually, that is funny that you mentioned that. Like, we were going skiing once, and we went to the liquor store to grab beers like before.
Yeah,
balaclava's still on. Like, people were like, "What the fuck?"
Yeah. It's too much.
Oh yeah, you know, I'll just buy these beers and it's like.
Yo, have you guys had any? Have you guys had any listeners or people who comment on your podcast like just go off on you like something fucked and like?
Oh man!
Oh,
we've lost a few followers.
Oh yeah,
I'll take the blame for it. It is my fault most of the time. I'll post something and then like you know a girl will just go off and then fucking you know I don't like to sit back. Like Jason has to restrain me quite
right.
Often.
Yeah, we've had
Jason has to restrain me quite often.
We've had a few run-ins, you know, but the thing about us is
this is podcasting is fucking raw, you know what I mean?
Right.
At the end of the day, like the what the people want to hear is yourself, your raw self.
Dude, that's what I tell everybody before a podcast, especially if they've never been on a podcast and they haven't heard any audio or they haven't listened to themselves. I'm like, the number one rule is you have to be yourself, because like if you have some sort of vibration where you sound like you're a business suit or something, it ain't gonna cut it on this medium, dude.
We don't want to hear it. No, you know what I mean? So
exactly. The moment you hear somebody's got to stick up their ass and they're trying to like present themselves in a high manner, I'm like, I turn that shit off.
The social constructs, you know, and I'm just and I'm just like, hey, you know, I just wanted to do something positive. I just want to motivate people, you know?
Dude, be yourself or get the fuck off my podcast.
Shut the fuck up.
People take themselves very seriously, I find.
Right.
A lot of people that are like, you know, have a presence.
People do, yeah.
They take themselves. I'm definitely more comfortable now. Like, I was listening back to, like, the first audio that I recorded with Brody and those guys, and we sounded a little bit like, you know, you're nervous. You've never been on audio. Like, I've never been a good public speaker either. This is, like, the first step.
Yeah.
Well, this is the way you fucking, you learn. You know what I mean? Like, I'm even in conversations in real life, you know, podcasting has changed the fucking way I speak.
Oh yeah, for sure. Right. Man.
I listened to the first part of your first podcast, and I could hear that like newbiness at first. And now when you guys go into the intro, it's like,
The intro is the fucking. Yeah. It's the most important part to me.
Yeah,
you gotta start off there, hard. You know,
and then it just bang.
Yeah, I haven't. Usually, I just press play and go on right away.
Yeah,
but I want to get I want to get some sort of tune. Some intro music, and then start doing like a solo intro after I've recorded the podcast, so I know what we talked about. And shit like that. Maybe I'll try it with you guys. Not right now, but I mean, like,
okay, let's run it. Right
once
now.
I release it.
Hey,
hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, everybody?
Hey.
If your podcast got big, would you quit your day job?
100%,
man.
Peace, I'm out.
But I think the beautiful thing about this is that, you know, it's not a huge time commitment.
Right.
Like, it is a commitment, but it's like, it's pretty, you can do something
I
else,
find
it's
really therapeutic.
100%.
Yeah, 100%. Like, how often do you, I said this on the last podcast, I had my friend on who's an actor, and I told him, I was like, dude, like, how often do you sit in front of each other and, like, actually look into each other's eyes without having a phone?
Yeah.
Sometimes I hang out with my friends and they're on their phone the whole time. And I'm like, dude, get the fuck off your phone. Yeah, why am I at your house hanging out with you?
Exactly.
Like, just on Twitter and shit.
That's what I always
say. But you know, with your close friends and shit, like, how much more can you, like
talk
you
about?
Know? Like, if you're,
Right.
Like, a lot of times, like, you know, with some of my friends, like, it's just, like, if I see them, like, almost every day, like, we got nothing to talk about eventually.
Well, you can talk about the news. You can talk about stuff about their life.
There will be, like, half-hour silences, you know?
Yeah, no, silence with your friend is, is golden as well. Yeah. It's always good to, if you can be silent with someone, you're comfortable with them.
Right.
Sure. But yeah, podcasting is definitely therapeutic.
It's like free therapy.
Yeah. And I think going back to Randy's point, one thing that we've noticed as well is like, it's the time commitment is not that crazy, but we're making so many connections, so many opportunities.
Yeah. Right.
You know, so many people to talk to, situations we'd never be in before. Yeah. And like discovering a new scene in Vancouver with Vancouver Podcast Festival and shit like that.
Even at a small scale, like the amount of doors that have been opened, it's like we know insiders now. Yeah. You know, like dusty guys that you'd never hear of, you know, making beats and shit.
Yeah.
You know, in their closet. You know? Like, but it's pretty crazy.
I think you could feel the come up too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like you feel like everybody's gonna wants to come up. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Right. Do you guys think we're going to have a Drake-level artist here anytime soon?
I think...
somebody who represents the city out to the
it's gonna
mainstream.
Be tough,
Drake level is hard.
Yeah,
it's hard to reproduce. Hard.
But I think we'll have someone.
We'll have pretty soon here. But I think everyone... You know, I've said this a few times. People are trying to follow what's hot right now and replicate it.
Right.
You know, in the music scene of like any sort of scene. But like, there's no like... There's nobody I listen to right now and be like, that's a Vancouver artist. Like, I'm not hearing a Vancouver sound yet.
You don't characterize it.
Maybe Manila Gray, you know? Yeah. But I think that might be due just because they're like Filipino guys and they kind of like represent like Vancouver. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of Filipino guys out here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right. So, like, I feel like, you know, that's why, but I'm not hearing a sound. I'm not hearing a Vancouver sound. People are just doing the same type of shit. You know,
right.
I think
a lot of good music.
I hear it a little bit.
You starting to hear it?
I, you know, when I put my my ear to the streets. I can hear that Vancouver sound coming up. It's, you know, it's like dreamy. It's like what Manila Gray is. Yeah. You know, rapping and singing, and it's like a hybrid. Mm-hmm. It's not necessarily Drake. I find it a little bit more depressing than Drake. Yeah. Like a little bit on the weekend side. I think is Vancouver.
I'm not hearing enough hate. You know, there has to be hate.
We need our first rap beef.
There needs to be like
there's beefs in the city.
There are beefs in the city, but it's all petty bullshit. You know what I mean?
Awesome. Like, oh, is the industry like generally like the same crowd, or do they like?
There's a lot of cliques as well. Okay. Dude, you know, like we're down. We are down with everyone. You know, but
oh, I'd say we are down with everybody. I think that's what
some people might not be down with us because we're down with everybody. You know what
right.
I mean?
And you're fucking with my enemy.
Well, you know,
I'm
like,
not gonna fuck with you.
Well, we got no place to be in fucking like in the politics. Like that's how you're gonna shut yourself off from so many things.
Right.
We don't know you guys like that. Like
you know? I don't think you know. I don't think we're snuffing anybody too. No. I want like. Everyone to know that like the rap gods are open.
Yeah.
If you want to come on the podcast and we'll talk.
Yeah.
We don't hold any opinions based off personal shit like that would even retain to beef.
Yeah.
Like you
that's
you
what
think
the world needs right now, dude. We're too polarized. We're too fucking
100%, man. If it's this, you're that.
Yeah. Like you gotta pick a team.
We've had people,
you know, where we say something on, you know, our Instagram. And then this person says, oh, you know, don't say that. Then we get into a discussion it. We invite them on the podcast to talk about it because it's really a minor thing. And it's not something that would
break a friendship. That's what a lot of podcasters, Joe Rogan says it all the time. Like, we need more of these conversations.
Exactly.
Because on social media, you don't have conversations. You just have like these yells at each other.
Yeah.
100%. Let's make it happen. And, you know. People don't want to do that these days.
No.
And it's like, you can't be friends with someone that is on the, you know, other side. Or you can't be friends with a guy who has something, a differing opinion than you. It's like, it can't work.
I don't fuck with that guy.
Yeah.
We need empathy for each other, man.
I don't fuck with you. Like, you know? It's just like, it's so loosely thrown around.
Yeah.
I just don't fuck with you.
Yeah, exactly. What happened to the day where no one talked about like controversial issues? Like you're just like, you know what? He thinks that, but we won't bring it up again because we're just going to argue about it. There's no real point. Mm-hmm. But I'm still his friend.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like that doesn't exist anymore. I feel like.
I guess it's the fucking.
Yeah, I've noticed that in my own friends groups. Once my friend, I don't know, maybe not my friends groups, but friends of friends, I'll notice like people just don't talk to each other anymore once one guy goes on to the other team. For example, like when people go really right wing on Facebook or something, like you'll notice in real life, like the old friend group you had might not start hanging out with this dude because he's gone like hyper Trump and hyper fucking liberty and all this shit.
See, I'm a Trump guy.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of my. I was actually when Trump was about to win, I was kind of hoping he won just because I thought it'd be a funny troll for the world.
It is, though, man.
But now it's so annoying because like you turn on CBC and like half of the news is always about Trump, even though we're not even from.
Love it, man. Yeah. I think he's one of the most entertaining guys ever, man.
He's entertaining.
He's fucking awesome, man. Like in terms of like just the jokes, the comedy that he's brought. To everyone, like the entire industry should fucking thank that guy for how much comedy he's bringing to the overall scene. They're giving him something to talk about.
Oh man. And you know, he always says like CNN, you know, is their ratings are going down, but
they're all making money, dude.
CNN on YouTube right now, they're at 180 million views per month.
Well,
on YouTube,
even the New York Times, like most newspapers are like disappearing off the face of the earth. Yeah. Apparently, we've lost like 100,000 jobs in the last 5 years. But the New York Times apparently has so many subscribers going up.
That's the thing. Yeah, I've heard about that. The subscribers of newspapers is going up. Totally boring and different conversation, but like it's all like impacting each other. You know, the New York Times. The reason why the Trump really secretly likes CNN and the New York Times is because. He's going to have his chance to rebuttal. And we already know Trump is the best rebuttaler in the world.
Right.
Like he you can say anything to him. Trump, you're fat. He'll be like, well,
you
look
like
at
a
you.
Horse.
I'm 80 years old.
You know, you're a horse face.
My wife licks whipped cream off my balls. I have supermodels to do that as well. Who are you?
It's because he doesn't talk like a politician in like legalese.
That's what people like, though, man. He's real.
Yeah, he just says whatever. He just says whatever comes to his head. Like, he's not like, I don't think this conversation has the schematic. Like, he doesn't start using all these bullshit words. Like, Justin Trudeau talks like that.
Yeah.
Even though I like some of Justin Trudeau's policies, I hate that guy. Like, he just seems like such a typical suit.
Yeah. He's a suit. Yeah, exactly what it is, man. Like,
But that's the thing of politics in general. Everyone's kind of getting away from that. We're tired of the polished bullshit, I think.
Yeah, we want someone real in there.
We are really tired of it.
Or Randy to be perceived as real in there.
Yeah.
Because I think that's a big thing,
that's
too.
That's a thing, too. Perceived as real.
You know, why can't authenticity be perceived? And, like, you know, why can't Trump be something that's made from a system?
I'm pretty sure he's a puppet.
Yeah. Well, my thing is,
Wall Street's winning right now.
Yeah.
Obama pretty much made sure Wall Street kept winning. Like, even though the market crashed and all this shit, he just bailed them all out. Yeah.
Exactly.
There was no real change, really. Yeah. Trump hasn't done anything real change. He brought back some factory jobs, but, like, most factory jobs are still leaving at a crazy level.
Yeah.
People that follow him are still fucked. Like, nothing's really changed. Like,
4.5 million jobs.
Apparently, unemployment's
lowest ever.
But, like, people, years. Like, what does unemployment matter if you're making $9 an hour at a McDonald's or something?
Hey, like, man, for somebody that's, like, a working wage, though, that might not be their full-time gig, but, like, that could be, like the wife's job or, like, you know.
Yeah, I've just gone down too many YouTube rabbit holes where they, like, interview people who are living like this, and a lot of them are Trump supporters, and they're, like, 2 years, what are we, 2 years in now? Yeah. They're like, nothing's really changed for me. I'm still working this dead-end job. The price of everything's going up. And
yeah,
obviously, one dude can't change that either. Like, it's like a whole... I feel like he's just a puppet for whatever system.
It's the fucking trajectory of fucking economies and shit like that.
I just get mad when they blame minorities and shit for their problems. When there's like these dudes that are just getting so filthy rich at the top and we never talk shit about them because they're the gods in our society. They're the ones... They're the ones we look up to.
You know why that is? It's because the American dream is fucking conditioned into us.
Right.
We all think that we can become those guys.
Yeah,
so
even
why
here.
Would we diss them?
Yeah.
Why would we diss them if we have a dream?
We all
want to
be there.
We want to be in that. Because once we get there, because in a heartbeat, I could be like, you know, fuck the 1%. Next day, I make $100 million and I'll be like, oh, I don't
like it here.
Fuck the 99%.
I didn't say that.
You know, they say if you make 36 grand a year, you're in the 1%.
Really? Of the world.
Of the world.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, when you travel,
about cost of living.
When you travel,
different.
Dude. When you travel to poorer areas, like in Colombia, when I went to these poorer areas, I met people that never left their town.
Yeah.
And here I am, like, I'm like in student debt and shit, and I just live off like Canadian money that I bring down to there.
Yeah.
And I just went on like a fucking tour of the country, taking buses everywhere. And there's people that have never left their town.
Yeah.
They're like, I can't afford to go to Bogota or Medellin. Like, I just, this is my life. I'm stuck here.
Yeah.
Like, what you're doing, I like, that made me feel like the 1%.
Yeah.
Because I can just, even if I run out of money when I'm there, I just fly back here. Oh. I work any bullshit job.
Yeah.
In 6 months, I have enough money to go live there again for another 6 months.
There's something like, you know, if you compare our lives with the lives of medieval kings, we're basically on the same level.
Yeah, we get to fly. Kings. We get to literally teleport. Like, within 5 hours, I'm on the other side of the fucking planet.
Yeah.
And these guys were like, going across the ocean on these boats
freaking
full of scurvy.
Yeah. No, 100%.
Air travel is crazy to think about.
I was actually just thinking about that yesterday. I was at the Outlet Mall out in Richmond. I don't know if you go there. You ever make your way out to Richmond?
Of course.
Okay, you know, like...
I've gone to eat there.
Oh, yeah.
I've gone to the airport.
Yeah. You know, but like, I was there and you
I've
see
gone
the
to Steveston biking that trail.
Oh, yeah.
It's really nice.
Yeah, you like Steveston, huh? But I was seeing the plane fucking fly overhead and it just dawned on me. I was like, we don't fucking really appreciate what the fuck's going on there. You know what I mean? It's like a car in the air.
Oh, man.
You know what I mean? It's just like,
it's almost like a teleportation device. Like, you get on it, it doesn't feel like you're really moving that much.
It really is a teleportation device. I used to trip back when I was younger in teenage years. I was like, man, 8 hours to fucking London. That's hella long because I have family in England.
Yeah. Right.
Now I'm like, that's like one working shift. Like, what the fuck? That's quick.
And then you open and then you're fucking, your senses are bombarded by this different, it's like you loaded a different game. And all of a sudden you're in a different world. Oh, they have these rules here. This is what you do here.
Yeah, man.
People talk funny.
It makes you fucking wonder, man. Like, it really makes you wonder, like, what it all is, man. Like, okay, I hate keep going, dude, you know, because I'm just going to become one of those guys, you know, it's a simulation. But, like, fuck, man, like... We really are just paying money for having new experiences, and like it's legitimately a video game, man.
Right.
You fucking pay money, you go there, you can live like a fucking nut job.
It's like GTA. You complete these like hourly missions.
Yeah, I was just going to say that, man.
If you're smart, you're going to save your money and not blow it on like... Like, dumb I'm shit. Generally not very consumerist, but I do buy, like, look at that bike over there. I spent a fucking grand on it for some reason.
Yeah, we're taking that.
Yeah. That type of shit. Like, I'll buy stupid nice shit, but I've gotten good at saving money, so I've been able to travel for, like, long-term things shit like that. And that's cool. Like, not, like, 99% of the world can't do that, really.
No,
no, man.
They're working in some factory for Foxconn or some shit, making iPhones, and they're like, I would dream to have your life.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
And then you're like, can I get that? Can I get that one, a 50 cents donut for 25, actually? You're bartering with them, right?
Dude.
Oh, let's negotiate. Yeah.
Dude, I got...
I can't spend $1 on this fucking donut.
I got so annoyed at myself. Sometimes when I'm traveling, I get so annoyed at myself when I'm cheap. And I'm like, do you realize like how easy it is for me to make money and all this shit? Like sometimes I'll be like, oh, I don't want to spend this much at this thing, but I still have so much money left. And it's like, what the snap out of it, dude. Like you could fuck up your life and like within a few months you're back into the same position I was.
That is true.
That's fucking pretty crazy, man.
If you think about Canada and the money we make here, it's like, man, you could go for a long time just traveling. If you spent 1 year just working and then you traveled for a while, you could go a long time, like Southeast Asia.
Can you like make money like traveling? You
probably
know,
I met a lot.
Like, I mean, like if like do they like hire tourists?
Whore?
Like,
a whore?
No, dude. The easiest way to do it is if you have digital skills and you get some company to hire you in Canada, in the U.S., in New Zealand, Australia.
The digital nomad.
Yeah. Digital nomads. They travel to different countries. They don't pay taxes in those countries except when they buy consumer shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they get
it's fake.
Their bank account gets paid in another in whatever your home is.
What's fake?
The digital nomad. I heard it's a like it's not made up, but it's not like as
it's not
widespread.
Easy to do.
Yeah. It's not like you're going to get a job, you know, as a digital nomad.
No, you can get a job as like an online manager of things.
Yeah.
But like being like an actual creative is hard.
Yeah.
Like
exactly.
Being a copywriter or something, you don't get paid that much to write articles anymore.
Fuck. You know what? I heard that Washington Post, like 45% of their articles written in 2017 were written by AI.
Oh my
god,
dude!
That?
That's
you're conceivable. Getting replaced.
Conceivable.
You're getting replaced
for sure, dude. Because I was when I was writing articles in Colombia, I would just read articles that. Across the Spanish news, because I can read Spanish. Mm-hmm. And then I would write it in English. And yeah, I could totally do that.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes I'm not copying an article word for word, but, like, definitely some paragraphs are just, like, from all these different articles, and I group it all together into my own version of it.
Yeah.
But an AI could do that.
Oh, 100%.
Oh, you can be replaced. I can be replaced at my job right now.
Oh, 100%.
100%. 100%. 10, 15 years?
Right.
10, 15 years? I'm in the shitter.
No.
I honestly think we're all going to be fucking living off, what is it, universal income?
Yeah.
In pods?
They've already started it, man.
They're
it's
testing
somewhere
it.
In California. Like,
even
it's already
I think Ontario has a town that's testing it out, too.
Holy fuck, man. Fuck, just man. Pods. Randy waking up, right?
Clocking in. Won't be me, man.
My third eye.
Won't be me, man.
I'm a real estate agent.
The real estate's going to be done. 100%, 100%.
Dude, the virtual tours and shit?
Yeah.
I took a virtual tour of a fucking condo. I'm like, okay, I've seen enough. I'd like
to play. Even like going to... like, didn't they promise us that we'd have VR sports by now? Like, I could be courtside watching LeBron James.
It's coming.
You could, man.
I'm pretty sure the technology's already there. They just haven't gone mass.
It's money, man. Like, you know what I mean? It takes a certain amount of time to, you know, just to...
to convince.
Make it conceivable for you.
Yeah, the owners are going to be pissed. Like, people stop showing up to the arena
because
they're at home in their fucking VR set. They're going to be choked. They're like, no, please choke that technology.
No, but, like, being there, I don't think you'll ever quite replicate that, man.
Right.
The human emotion. You got piss again?
Yeah.
No, just running through
you. Man, I don't know how I haven't gone to piss yet, I don't think.
Broke the seal, you know?
It's coming.
But, yeah, I don't know, man. Can it ever really enhance, like, actually being at a sports event?
I don't know, dude. Like, I don't... Maybe if you, like... If we end up connecting wires to our body, and, like, you get the different sensations, like smell, touch.
Yeah.
It's just visuals.
Yeah, it's possible, right? It's just sensor... It's just, like, taking over your sensor organs and shit.
Right. Would you accept an implant in your body? Like, if people told you you'd have internet in your vision right now?
I think so.
I think I would do it.
I think I'd do it. I don't think I'd be the first guy to do it. I think I like wait it out, you know, like see how everyone else reacted.
Right.
You know, but
right. It's like when you buy a new phone or something, you always wait for the second version because the first version always got glitches, like
the crazy bugs and stuff. It's fucking it's nuts, man. But that's the thing with the technology is that the only guarantee with technology is that it will always fail.
Right.
At some point or another.
Right.
You know what I mean? No because matter how everything's sophisticated.
Everything's built to be
for
you to buy again within like 2 years.
No matter how sophisticated it ever gets, it will fail eventually. And that's why we can never get like too attached to the machines, but we're definitely definitely headed to that.
Have you watched Zeitgeist on YouTube?
Oh, yeah. Come on, man.
I went back the other day and I listened to Joe Rogan have the guy on his show.
He had the guy on his show.
You know what's funny? Sometimes you'll watch shit on YouTube and then you just look up that guy's name and add Joe Rogan to it and he's already been on the show like 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Fuck Joe Rogan.
So that's what happened with the Zeitgeist guy.
That French guy? He's a bald guy? Was it that guy?
No, he's like the guy who made that movie about like what the world should be like, really.
What's Zeitgeist?
You never watched Zeitgeist?
Okay, go home. There's like four movies, and it's basically telling you what the world should be like if we cared about like making technology that didn't break in 2 years. If we made technology that actually lasted forever, so people don't have to buy shit all the time.
Yeah.
Wow.
Rather than survive.
Basing our society off like keeping our elements that we rely on, like gas and water. Like trying to use an algorithm that makes sure that we use them, but at the same time we're conserving them so that we're not fucked.
So like anti-capitalism.
Basically. He's critical of it. Even though he's a capitalist, the guy who makes it, he's like, I'm like a stock trader.
Yeah.
I got to do what I got to do within the system to survive. Yeah. But at the same time, he's like, if the world crashes and burns, we got to start thinking of like a new alternative to
things. That's why we can't judge capitalism either. We have that little itch.
It's the best system that's ever existed.
So far.
If I could just sell my fucking nail clippings for $100 a piece, I'd do it in a second.
Right.
With it, those aren't quality, you know what I mean? But I'd do it in a second. That's why we never... Because we think like, if I can just find that product that's easy to make... Takes low effort and I can sell it, but like it breaks, whatever.
Convenience is the new thing.
In a week?
Everything's probably been thought up by now.
Like, no.
I have an example.
But
it's true.
Convenience is what we're paying for.
Like, I don't think everybody's
been talking. Listen to this. When I was practicing my podcast with Brody and shit, I've always had like a love-hate relationship with my addictions, like Juul. Mm-hmm. Like I wasn't able to go to your guys' thing because instead of going to your... festival thing, I fucking biked across the city to buy a Juul charger.
Wow.
Because I was addicted to this substance.
Why didn't you just put the Juul pod into your mouth and drink the juice?
Because, dude, I've had the pods break before and it goes into my mouth and it tastes like battery acid. It's probably got metals and shit.
Yeah.
But anyways, listen to this. Okay. Listen to this. So,
okay.
When I was practicing with Brody on the other podcast, I was like, dude, I should make a box, like a safe that has a time limit on it.
Yeah.
So I can put the stupid addictive device, like my phone or the Juul, into it, and I can't open it for like 24 hours or whatever. I know it already exists
on Shark Tank. They have that. Like, so, it's like you put the cookies in there.
A few days I Googled it. And there's a safe on Amazon that's like a top-selling item. It costs $300. It's exactly what I said.
Yeah.
And it already exists. So anytime I have an idea like that, it already exists. Like, nothing's original anymore.
No. I think there's original ideas. I really do.
You got to dig really deep into the long tail.
There will always be original ideas because every new time that we reach a frontier right now, there are new problems right now. You know what I mean?
That's what I mean. Yeah.
So there will be new ideas all the time. However, I think at this point, it's just about getting things to people faster and more conveniently. People will pay for convenience.
If you have a shitty product, fine. If you have something
skip
that's...
Skip the dishes.
Yeah. You know, skip
you know,
the dishes.
You know what a fucking idea that
skip
was.
Skip the dishes is a new idea, though. Like,
yeah.
Get bringing food to people, like that whole concept.
Those people, like the restaurants, they don't actually make that much money
off it. Yeah, I think they don't like them that much.
They don't like
it. They rely on them because they get so much business from it.
Yeah,
but
because you're eating your food. Yeah.
Apparently, the margin isn't that good.
No.
How can the margin not be good, though?
Because
they're making
I
the
think
margin
they pay,
off food.
Skip the dishes. It takes like 25%, I think.
Oh. Is taking money. You know what I mean? So they're selling it basically at cost.
Yeah.
Their benefit is that you're eating their food. Yeah. So that maybe, like, you know, next time you'll just go into...
But they'll make more money if you walk into the restaurant or if you pay them directly for delivery.
Oh, because you're buying drinks and shit, too, at the restaurant.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
I wish you did, you know, can I get a... martini from Earl's, please.
They bring it in a little plastic cup, you know.
Yeah, but let's say you spend $10, 25%, $2.50 goes to skip the dishes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then probably another 25 to 50% of it is cost of making the food. So your margin is like much smaller than it would have been if some dude walks in.
You know.
Yeah. Frank, you want to quit Jewel, right?
Yeah.
You should just throw it out the balcony right now,
dude. I already did that this summer, at work. I was at work in Stanley Park because I sold tickets to tourists.
Yeah.
And people don't know this, but there's actually an old polar bear pit in Stanley Park where the aquarium is.
What's that?
Dude, it's literally like, think about like where an enclosure of where they used to keep animals, but it's closed down now. And so bushes have grown into it.
Wow.
And it's just there in the park, but nothing's being used in it. I was getting the worst headaches from my old vape.
Yeah,
it was some Chinese vape and the oil. I don't know. I was getting the worst migraines.
Not to say Chinese products are bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry for degrading the quality, but anyways. I was outside this polar pit smoking. I was like, fuck it, I'm going to quit. Fuck this shit. My head hurts. And I threw it into the polar bear pit. And I was off of it for like a week.
Yeah.
But then guess what happened the same week? I bought the podcast gear.
Yeah.
I needed to test it out, so I went to hang out with Brody Harvey.
Yeah.
And guess what Brody Harvey had? A fucking Jewel.
He's a big Jewel guy.
Guess what I started doing? I was drinking. That turned on my fucking brain algorithm that says, oh, nicotine would be really nice right now.
Yeah.
I started hitting it, and it was love at first sight, dude. I never got a headache from it. The nicotine content is 10 times as much as my old vape juice.
Wow.
To put it into perspective, which is probably why I got so addicted to it. The other thing is, like, I bike a lot. I put a lot of distance into biking, and it doesn't fuck my lungs that much. Although it does.
Yeah.
It does fuck my lungs.
Well, you wanna quit, right? You should, after this podcast, go on the balcony and just chuck it.
No, let me finish.
I'll quit tomorrow.
Dude, I just bought 4 pods. I'll let you guys know.
Yeah.
That's the only way to quit, actually, to throw everything out.
Yeah. Just throw it.
And then suck it up and not hang out with people who have nicotine.
Exactly.
You got to take like 2-3 days off work. You know,
3 days is the threshold, because I've quit twice before.
Or maybe you got to stay busy.
Yeah, you got to stay busy.
The problem is when you're busy,
drink
it depends
coffee.
The kind of busy.
Yeah.
If it's the busy that has stress in it, the algorithm in your brain turns on. You're like, I could use a break right now.
But like, you know, go to the lake, you know.
That's another thing why my addiction got stronger. Because right now I worked all summer, made enough money for me to chill out this winter.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm doing right now. Like, I'm literally not working that much. Yeah. I'm not working.
Yeah.
I'm just working on my own private projects. I'm writing articles for that website I used to work for every now and then.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get podcasts, but mostly I'm on the internet watching Netflix and shit.
Yeah.
And this thing is not like a cigarette that you can go outside. And there's like the social etiquette to it that you have to go outside. Like this, I can just smoke it anywhere, dude.
Yeah.
Blow it into my shirt in a restaurant or on the street or whatever. And there's no social etiquette to avoiding the smoke and whatever. So my brother made fun of me the other day, dude. He's like, it's like an IV for you. It's always in your hand. You're just hitting it nonstop all day.
I had that problem with, like, you know, those flight pens. Like, they're the weed pens.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Just fucking, you know, you're just like, you're not even like getting up anymore. You know, you're hitting it, going to sleep, you know.
Dude, I don't get the head rush anymore. It just brings me back to normal.
Yeah. Wow.
So, and this is high nicotine content.
Yeah.
So even if I just want to get that high again, I have to quit for a few days.
Wow.
That's why I need the box. I wish I had a soundboard that said the box.
Yeah.
Because if I had the box and I could force myself to have intervals, then I could appreciate the high, not smoke that much, and not pay that much for pods.
Gotcha.
This is what you do. Take that Jewel, throw it off the balcony, and then chug those 3 beers, and then just fuck it.
Dude, no, that's gonna put the algorithm into hyperdrive.
It's good. And then just go through hell.
No. Dude, whenever I've tried to quit like that, I'll go to like a gas station and buy a cigar or something, and I'm like,
wow,
I got my nicotine, okay.
Wow. I like it's a good cigar.
I don't really get it.
Really?
You have to go. You need those 3 days of nothing, dude.
I've had a cigar for sure, but like, I'm not like too big on it. I don't
or like
it.
Those cigarillos, not like a fucking cute Okay, yo, I'd love to go to Cohiba. Cuba. I'd love to go to Cuba and smoke a real cigar.
Hey,
that's on the bucket Cohiba, list.
In Canada, they actually sell, Cohibas. You can get them.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Right, because we don't have an embargo with
like
Cuba.
$45 a pop, you know?
Oh,
per smoke?
Per cigar. Oh, that's like a 2-hour experience, though, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you're just
slowly. Right, they burn a while. Have you guys ever smoked a super blunt?
A super blunt? What's a super blunt?
My friend in high school ordered a blunt wrap that fits an ounce of weed inside of it.
Wow.
And that shit burnt for an hour and a half. Holy. And it's just the biggest waste of weed.
Yeah, fuck, man.
But it burns for so long.
Are you even getting higher at that point?
Yeah, you get really high. Like, we smoked it just outside here, down by the river here in North Van, because everything's so beautiful. You just walk outside and there's trails and shit. But anyways, we just smoked it. It's like the biggest waste. Like, I think four of us pitched $40 for it. So we spent $160 on the amount of weed that we burned in an hour. Hell.
That was like a full day, though. You know, you guys bought drinks and shit before.
Yeah, it was cool. It was a cool experience. Like, we're just passing it around. It's like, this never ends, dude. Yeah.
Dude, one time I went to my cousin's house and we fucking blazed 3 days straight. And like, I was after that, I was like, I'm never doing that again. That was fucked.
Yeah,
I didn't even see my aunt. She's in the same house. I didn't even see her one time.
Yeah. You're just like,
on the couch, downstairs in his pad. I was like, on the couch.
Yeah. You're like those TV commercials about weed stoners. Like, he's not the same anymore.
No, but seriously, I actually want to run the experiment 1 week. You know, you just smoke like fucking maybe like 10 joints a day. You're doing nothing else.
It's like super high me. That guy, apparently, all he did was smoke volcano vape.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like not that bad for your lungs. And he got tested before. And then a month later, he got tested again. And the guy was like, your lungs were actually not harmed at all, according to the science that I just tested you with.
It's not the lungs, though. It's your fucking attitude online.
Of course.
Dude, weed definitely enables you to...
You go to the fucking vape lounge downtown? Oh, God. What experience.
I haven't been back in a while.
Oh, man. You walk in.
The first time you go there and you walk out. I remember I would go up to the cats there and I would just scream at them, but those cats are so high.
Yeah.
They just sit there.
I feel sorry for them. They're like glued to the ground.
Yeah. Move, dude. I was like, ah! And the cat was just like looking at me, but wouldn't do anything.
You go in and it's like a fucking, it's like a drug den. You know, it's like a business, but it's a drug den.
Right.
You go up to, it's a big vacuums, those leather couches. You're like, ugh.
I've seen students there. Oh,
fuck. No, there's like guys. On I the hate side it. And like melted.
These are guys that are like fucking lively. You know, the heady guys are there too. Like,
they have a dab. Fuck. Now they have a dab bar as well.
Yeah, no thanks.
Yeah,
that's one thing I won't get into is the dabs, man. It's overwhelming. It's shitty. You're not even smoking weed anymore. You're actually lighting something up with a blowtorch.
The guy
putting the substance on there. Like,
as soon as you use a blowtorch, you know, where the fuck are you in this fucking?
Yo, the homie I'm supposed to do a podcast with tomorrow, he's in that scene.
Yeah.
And anytime I go to hang out at this place and he hits me up with dabs, it fucks me up.
Oh man.
So what I started doing though. I started asking him for micro dabs.
Yeah.
Because these guys are used to fucking globs. They're like, check out this huge glob.
Yeah, man.
I'm like, dude, give me just a tiny bit and it doesn't fuck you up. Because you know the first time you ever hit a dab, you're just like couch locked for 3 hours.
Oh, man.
I didn't know what happened, dude. I can't move. But if you hit micro dabs, it's like hitting a pipe.
Yeah.
You just got to ask for it. So I was like, dude, if your community wants to reach out to the mainstream, you guys got to push micro dabs.
Yeah.
Because if you're going for glob level shit, you're going to fuck people up.
Just putting the glob on there. You know, they got that little pick.
It's actually...
Putting the little thing on top.
It's a really clean way to smoke.
Yeah.
If you micro dab.
Yeah.
But you have to be deliberate about it, because if not, it's going to fuck you up.
Yeah. 100%, man. Like, I can't get high smoking joints anymore.
Imagine carrying a fucking glob of dab in your pocket, you know?
And you went to the little cupcake dollies.
My friend threw in September, he threw a house party.
Yeah.
Like he rented out like a mansion.
You're looking at me like I know. Like, he threw a house party.
He rented out a mansion in like Shaughnessy.
Yeah.
And he invited like that community, the fucking dab community in Vancouver. God. And they were all just fucking globbing and all this shit. And there was dudes handing out samples. So you get all these little small samples of wax. And I'm like, dude, I can't even smoke. I gave them to Brody, actually.
Yeah.
And yeah, these people actually operate normally. Like, it's probably like me with nicotine.
Oh, no, kudos to them. I'm just saying for myself. For myself.
Right, yeah, right. Yeah. They've hit a point, though, where they like my friend who runs his business, he's like a typical, stereotypical business guy. Like,
oh, yeah.
Guaranteed. Runs everything well. Mm-hmm. And he's like conscientious enough to like keep everything in order and do all that shit. But this guy's dabbing all day long.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's like, if I did that, I would be so... I couldn't
feels
run
like
it.
Fucking
I couldn't do anything.
Smoking crack, you know? It's not a,
it really is.
It's not from the earth anymore. No,
it's hyper-concentrated.
It's
like
the crack of weed, man, for sure. Hey, if you do it, whatever. I don't know, man. You know what, a house party, you know, you're just dabbing. What the hell kind of house party is that?
It's because they're in that... They're in that just,
Frank, huh? Tell us.
I felt out of place, dude, because I was so high, and it was
you know, constant.
It's hard for me. Since I'm an outsider, it's hard for me to socialize in that scene because I was so high.
Yeah,
whereas
these
guys are so used to it that, and they already know each other, so they can pull shit off. And they're not drinking; like, this is what they do.
No,
this
if I did a dab right now, I'd be stranded here. You know,
yeah. Right.
No, you wouldn't be able to drive.
Oh no, I'd be dumb. I'd be fucked. Done. Or
you drive so carefully.
No, I'd get into an accident.
Pull over, man.
The pole.
First time I did a dab, like, I remember being just so uncomfortable in the back of a car, man. I was like, I just want to get out of here and lay down, man. I was high for like fucking 2 hours too, man. It wasn't enjoyable at all.
You know what's the worst? Taking the C bus that high, dude.
Oh, man.
You guys are North Van people, so you don't know the pain. But, like, when you go on the C bus, there's, like, a 50% chance you're going to run into somebody you knew way in the past.
Oh, man, I can't
even
handle that.
You don't want to run into them.
Yeah.
No. When you're baked or anything like that and you run into people that you haven't seen in a while.
If it's a homie, it's cool. But if it's somebody that I kind of know and they're going to come up to me and talk to me and be like, hey, what's up?
Hey, Miss Foster. How's it going?
Dude, I hide from these people on the C bus. The moment I realize them, I go to the other side and I'm please don't see me, and I'll fucking be on my phone the whole time.
Yeah.
The worst is when they're sitting like across from you and then you realize, you're like, oh shit, I gotta stare at my phone the whole time.
The thing is, we all recognize each other. But most of the time, you're like, fuck it, man. I don't want to say what's up.
I think there's a certain respect. When you see someone you don't want to talk to, they don't want to talk to you, and you guys both don't talk to each other, it's a respect.
Right,
you know, it's
right.
Like, I like you, but I don't fuck with you like that. So
I don't know if they're realizing that, but I hope they realize
Everyone's realizing that. You know, I see a guy, he sees me, it's a head nod or something like that, then it's like, move forward.
The slow head nod, you know? If I see people at the mall, man, I'm like, you know, and I don't really want to talk to them, like, it's the same bullshit. Like, oh, what are you getting up to? Yeah, no, that's awesome. Like,
we should hang out, dude. We should hang out. Let's hang out. And you don't hang out.
If I make eye contact, like, I've gotten really good about this. Like, I'll just look through people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'll just, like, continue to look that way. I'll just continue to look that way. So, like, they're just like, oh, is this guy looking at me? But, like, I'm looking past now.
I've never been confronted about it. Because I remember I saw a chick I remember from university a while ago. And I'm pretty sure we both noticed each other.
Yeah.
But I was not into making
the chick's not never gonna come up
on the bus. I was just wasn't interested, and I got off the bus, and I was like, "Fuck! I wonder what she's thinking."
Yeah.
Well, whatever. Fuck it.
Who cares?
Who cares?
Who gives a fuck?
Hopefully she thought the same and everything's cool. I don't know if somebody's on the other side. Like, I totally saw Frank the other day, and he ignored me.
Yeah,
that could
all girls sound.
Yeah.
I can't believe he ignored me. What a jerk.
That could happen. Yeah.
That could happen.
Especially when you're high, you just don't want to have those conversations. You're just like, leave me alone, please.
Oh, man. Have you ever shown up to a party drunk and no one's drunk? That's the worst.
I don't think that's cool. So bad, though.
You're in your own world, though.
Yeah, you're in your own world.
I've had the opposite.
Hey, how's it going? How's it going? And then no one's fucking with you,
dude,
at all.
I've had the opposite.
I've had that before. Where I show up, everyone's not drinking. I'm drunk. I'm like, hey, well, how's it going? Hey, you guys drinking? Or people don't want to take shots. People aren't turning up. You ever been to a party like that?
No, never. Yeah.
Holy fuck.
That's weird.
Help me.
What are you doing here?
Please help me.
You know what the thing is? Like, as we age, like, the house parties are getting less sloppy.
Yeah.
And I feel like I kind of missed out. Like, I feel like I didn't get to be involved. Like, I was at sloppy house parties, but, like, Like sloppy enough. But
crazy.
Like, yeah. You know, you're getting domes in the washroom. Like, never. It won't happen at 26.
No, no chance. No chance.
Is people that happening? I don't know. Maybe white people.
Not right now. But yeah. Like when I lived with Brody in a, I lived with Brody in a fucking frat house for a year and a half.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So
yeah,
that
yeah.
shit was wild.
Yeah. Yeah
but
yeah.
it never gets to that level anymore.
Yeah. No,
even no. recently, that friend group, we rented out a cabin in Squamish and went out, and we just usually somebody pukes at least. And this year, everybody was so civilized. Nobody puked. Yeah. We all dabbled in different substances, but nobody ever like lost their mind or anything. Everybody just
business
had a good
professionals. Yeah, you know, yeah, we got yeah. our own jobs. We can't.
Nobody went over the edge.
Yeah. No. Fair enough.
Yeah, it's fucked, man. It's fucked. Fucking today's partying society.
Yo, what's up? My brother's home.
Hey, what's up, man? Good, good.
Sorry to interrupt. No, no, no.
It's
no,
all
no.
good,
no,
dude.
All good. Yeah. I guess we should. what do we run on time here?
It's been a while, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
An hour and 47 minutes.
I want to go to sleep at a reasonable hour.
The we last, be here all day. Realistically,
yo, the last podcast I did was kind of like this.
Yeah.
At first, it was structured.
Yeah.
I asked questions about my friend's life because he did some cool things. Yeah, he dropped out of university, became a fucking actor.
Yeah.
And then at the end, we just started rambling about fucking the simulation.
Yeah, yeah.
And what it would be like if there was a hive mind controlling all of us.
We're all talking about something.
Yeah.
You know, have you heard that thing? Was it you who was telling me?
What?
That like our body's made out of like 80% like microorganisms.
Oh yeah.
And like the microorganisms.
So your microbiome actually controls you. Like if you get really addicted to pizza or something, it's like, get me that pizza.
Yeah. And it's like you think you're making that choice, but it's really your body just like taking you to the store.
Oh yeah.
And the microorganisms.
Hello! What am I waving in the air right now?
Jewel. You don't have free will anymore.
You don't have free will.
Oh no, dude, I want it back.
Who knows?
Is it ever real? Like
no,
you're
no,
socialized no. to be a certain way.
The illusion.
We're all conditioned, man.
The illusion.
We're all conditioned to
even
want
my
money.
Conditioning's been conditioned.
Yeah.
Everything's conditioned, dude.
Yeah, for a while I never believed in free will. A bunch of podcasts, a book I read were like, it's not real. Like you're just conditioned.
Yeah.
All these different levels of your life, you're conditioned, like whether it's in your stomach or how your fucking father treated
you.
I think I am.
I'm conditioned to
but
hate
no,
people.
But then you have your mind like throughout the day yelling at you, like you should be doing all. I guess your mind's conditioned.
Oh no, yeah. we are.
Like
man.
Imagine you when you're being lazy, and then your mind's like, "Go do something productive." Like, why are you playing Red Dead for 3 hours?
Yeah. No, I feel you, man. I feel like every day, you know, I just feel like, you know, why am I doing this?
No,
is this really what I want? Who am I?
Yeah, I go through that a lot right now because I'm not working. Like, you know how much I have to deal with my own mind?
Yeah.
You're just like hanging out like, oh, this is dope. It's actually dope doing whatever I want all day.
Yeah.
But at the same time, sometimes you're just so bored and you lose your mind or you're on the internet for too long and you're like, what am I doing, dude? Like, go do something productive.
Yeah.
It's fucked.
Wow.
You can either plug into the system. If you plug out of the system, then you're going to deal with some mind shit.
Yeah. There's that fungus. You know that...
Oh, the fungus that like talks to itself.
No, it gets in the ants, and then the ants go on the tall blades of grass.
Yeah,
and the sheep end up picking it up, and then that fungus like acts as a parasite to the sheep.
Yeah. Fungus are fucking advanced.
They're you know they're more like us than they are plants. You know,
fungus.
Yeah, they breathe out carbon dioxide.
There was one guy who said they like communicate with each other like, through a vast like international network. Like it's almost like a natural internet.
Wow.
That's some crazy shit.
That's fucking...
This is a scientist saying that. Not me, a scientist.
That's fucked, man.
Holy fuck.
Do you think we have a virus in us right now?
100%.
I've seen a mental virus at work. Like, once somebody starts complaining about their job, and they're like, I'm going to quit. And some guy's listening to you, that mental virus goes into the other person. They're like, dude, I fucking hate this job too. I'm going to quit.
Yeah.
Everybody starts doing that.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I think so.
100%.
Maybe it's not a biological thing, but it's a mental thing.
Yeah.
I think so, yeah. Negative attitude, you know? Yeah. People who are negative are near you.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. It's contagious, man.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Positivity is contagious, too, though.
Yeah.
Right.
I wouldn't know.
I'm always sad.
You're a totally negative guy.
Fuck this. Fuck you. Fuck this, please.
Can we swear on this?
Haven't we been
swearing? Yeah, I think we've been swearing.
Remember, be yourself. That's the number one rule.
Yeah.
Fuck shit.
Dick.
Tits.
Are you guys tired?
Yeah.
It's been a long day. I was hungover and shit.
Right. You guys made it. Like, when you walked in, you looked like you were not ready to talk. But
No.
We got the buzz going.
I'm a professional, you know.
You got to show
He's
up.
He's hot on mic, you know.
I always turn it on.
That's good, though.
Well, yeah, I've been feeling myself, like, wavering this last, like, 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
This is the first podcast I've done with somebody who I didn't know previously.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And
that's
it went
awesome,
well, dude. We vibed. Like, it was good.
No,
I
like,
know.
We never were like, hey, I'm talking about, like, the
I know. This is good. But, Frank, you're good.
Yeah, you're
Thank
good.
Thank you.
Man. You're good.
You're good.
I rant a lot, so I need to get this out of my fucking head. Like,
that's fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Part of me wants to be, like, a hard line... Like a hard news journalist.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
The other side of me wants to try comedy. Like my next fear that I'm going to overcome is stand up.
The stand up? Yeah, I did it once.
Yeah.
You know? I think I can do it.
I got ham.
I notice shit about life and I always rant about it to people. I just haven't done it on stage.
You
got to
do it with the stream of consciousness, man. I can
right.
see it.
Yeah.
People, the thing about your podcast, I think people got to be tuning in for Frank. You know, yeah, why
right.
do people tune in for the rap gods? For us, that's what we always say.
Right.
It's,
not
a, it's the interviews here and there,
yeah,
but
in
like
some way it has to be about the other person, but people are tuning in.
Yeah.
It's your program. You.
It has to be a dynamic like combination
your, yeah,
of both, I think.
Your program.
Yeah. You know. People should be tuning in every week because they want to hear what Frank's saying, just
yeah.
like the rap gods.
Right.
You know?
I'm doing this for myself too because like. I don't remember a lot of shit about my life. Like, I have to rely on my friends to tell me stories. Like,
yeah.
oh, remember that time you did this shit? And I realized, like, when I record this shit, like, I can remember it. It's gonna be digitally recorded forever.
Yeah.
yeah.
So maybe this is what I was thinking. Like, maybe 10 years ago, maybe I'll be different. I'll be thinking
100%, man. But that is actually really cool that you brought that up. I thought about that recently as well, that you're going to be able to take inventory on, like, what you were, how
what you were like back then.
Back then, yeah.
30 years from now, in my pod, section C57.
Yeah.
I haven't
building
left 15, in so
seven.
Long.
Eating my fucking Soylent Green. I
man,
listen to the rap
it's
episodes.
Fucked though, man. Like, they're just going to put like a case over your wang. You're going to jerk off in the morning and you're going to get your day started, you know, to any woman that you want to slam with your virtual reality.
Right.
Crazy turn.
You're going to have like
crazy
a
crazy
silicone like
yeah.
pocket pussy that just
oh,
like
yeah.
creates the version of any other woman.
Yeah. yeah.
100%, man. You got the glasses on. You got
3D printed
food being delivered by
the asses in the VR is like something like 155 inches.
Yeah.
You know, like
oh, yeah.
huge.
yeah. Oh, no. It's like
make
huge.
It bigger. You
yeah, 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 yeah.
bigger.
Plus, 350 inches ass on you. Huge. But for some reason, you have 356 like, inch arms. So you're
yeah.
actually gripping it, but it's huge,
it's
though.
It's like continental size.
You're gripping it. It's huge. And your arms are fucking of relative size, too.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Dude,
and on that note.
Another one last thought. One thing I've been thinking about since I started doing creative projects like this,
yeah.
I'm like, I can't die. I can't die right now. Like, I gotta see the world as far as I can go.
What? Okay.
But maybe
so
you'll be more
like,
appreciated.
So you're like, I could die. Before this, you're like, you know what? If I die, I die.
Yeah, like, I've made dumb decisions. Like, sometimes I bike like a dickhead and, like, I could get hit by
yeah,
a car
yeah,
and
yeah.
shit like that.
That's
and I'm like, if you die, like, you're not gonna be able to experience all this, whether it's fucked,
yeah.
like, the
yeah.
world enslaves itself, or it becomes super cool and closer to utopia.
Yeah.
yeah.
No, that's fucking pretty interesting.
Well,
we gotta stay
not,
alive, bro. We can't die. Well,
who knows, man? That's, you know, we're not allowed to make that decision.
We'll
right.
be alive.
Just try.
yeah.
I don't know. I think I've gotten most of the things, like, out of the way in terms of, like, the big parties and stuff.
Right. When I look back at my life, I think I've done enough to, like, say I lived a good life.
Yeah.
But...
Yeah, no, so much more
it's
left.
It's only
26%
in if it's 100 years, I guess.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a crazy way
yeah.
to look at
only
it.
Only 20%.
yeah.
That's, well. I think that's how far I am in Red Dead right now.
Yeah.
yeah. Fuck, are you like, what chapter are you on?
I just made it off the island and back.
There's an island?
Yeah, you get sent to like, not Cuba, but some random...
Wait, I haven't been that far yet.
Okay, I won't ruin
Don't
it to
spoil
you.
It.
Well, you
but
you
at
know,
some point,
you.
I haven't got there yet, but I'm pretty sure you're going to have to decide whether you want to roll with the gang or betray them and start your own shit. And I'm betraying for sure.
Spoiler alert.
Dude, yeah, that was a...
It hasn't
you're like, okay,
yet.
No spoilers, but at
but
some point...
I saw an ad on TV where the guy who's like your mentor throughout the whole thing is like yelling at you and saying like, you got to choose a side or something like that.
Whoa.
So I'm pretty sure that's what's going to happen.
Fucking Dutch.
Maybe I'll get there today. I'm pretty sure I'm almost there.
Yeah. What time are you staying up till these days?
3 a.m., 4 a.m.
Classic fucking unemployed.
And it started because I didn't have Netflix for so long, and I stole my mom's account, and I started watching all Stranger Things, Ozark, fucking Narcos. Mm-hmm. And I was, one more episode, hit the jewel, you're pumped up again, one more episode, and then it's 4 a.m., and you're like, all right. But I've settled in that I wake up at between 11 and noon every day.
Okay.
That's which the sucks, classic life.
This summer, I woke up every day at 7 a.m.
Gotcha.
Bike to work, made my lunch. Yeah. I was living like a structured life, and right now I'm...
Do you feel like...
I'm borderline going crazy sometimes.
Do you feel like any guilt? Like, because those, like... To be honest with you, Frank, like... Staying up to 3 a.m., that's like what you do when you're like 19, 20.
Right, right. I don't feel guilt because I've been trying to find a job. But the thing is, I'm trying to find a job in journalism and those jobs don't exist anymore.
Yeah.
I talked to a CBC journalist on LinkedIn and she's like, the Vancouver market sucks.
Yeah.
Well.
So, and I know I can go work in Colombia again, but I'm not going to get paid a dime.
Yeah, exactly.
Because independent journalism doesn't make any money right now.
It's rough.
You either have to be the big game or it's disappearing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like anything. Everything's just becoming hyper-corporatized and the big players rule everything.
Gotcha.
So I don't know. Hopefully podcasting keeps me sane.
Yeah. I think you can do it.
You're social. Yeah. It's therapeutic. You talk to people you usually don't talk to that often.
You get to expel your ideas, you know? You hit the jewel.
I haven't hit it as much as I normally do.
You know why that is? Because you're engaged in this conversation.
Right. I'm not trying to like escape from my boredom.
Yeah.
But where can people find you guys? When's your next show? You guys have one tomorrow, right?
No. Well, okay. So we're recording a show tomorrow that will be released on Tuesday.
Are we recording tomorrow?
Monday? It's Monday, that's our record date, So we record tomorrow, release on Tuesday, and then we have an interview coming out on Thursday, and then usually we do once a week on Tuesday, and then if we have an interview, we release it sometime during the week. You can find us on Instagram at Rap Gods Podcast, on Spotify, Rap Gods Podcast, iTunes, Rap Gods Podcast,
YouTube
as well.
On SoundCloud
anymore. Not on SoundCloud anymore. But yeah.
Is it easy to set up the camera for YouTube?
Yeah, it's pretty easy.
Yeah,
it's,
we found our sweet spot.
Yeah, I got to start building in my setup to get them.
I think you've got a good setup.
Get the most visual.
The thing is, like, our thing right now, it's not like ideal. Like, it's working.
Yeah.
It's kind of hype, I guess. You know, it's in the room.
You guys are good, though, that you can run a show without having to bring a guest that often.
That's the thing, man.
That's the problem. We got the stories, right?
I don't know if I'm going to go solo. For a while, I was podcasting with Brody like once a week, but we never released.
Solo's tough, I'd imagine. Solo's you know tough. What I mean?
Like, I feel like you can do it, Frank.
You can do it, maybe, yeah.
With the stream of conscious, you should just try it.
Yeah,
just
I haven't tried it. To be honest, I should try it.
That's everything. You got just got to try it.
I've recorded a few, you know? Jason doesn't know. Just solo. They'll never be released.
He doesn't know I'm about to break this partnership.
Here's the thing.
Wait, what's going on?
Here's the thing about,
women in the working world. I don't fucking like it. Am I going to deal with it? Yeah.
Why you wear that?
No, I'm just joking.
They're kidding. This is a PC podcast.
Absolutely not. Frank's here to bring out the real, the truths of
you
this
want
world.
The truth?
Sometimes you get an inconvenient truth. cereal.
What if your podcast name was The Inconvenient Truth with Frank?
Well, here's an inconvenient truth for you.
Women, you don't, you just don't contribute the same.
We're kidding.
Thanks so much for having us on.
Only yeah, dudes. We'll reconvene at some point. Absolutely. I might leave the country for a bit, but I'm always back in Vancouver for half of the year. I got to make money at some point again.
Yeah.
We'll get you back on our show.
Exactly. We'd love to have you as well.
That'd be dope. Maybe I'll bring Brody on.
Yeah.
Fun of him.
Yeah, exactly.
Please bring me a samurai sword, Brody. See ya.
Thank you, guys.
See ya, everyone.